The crisis is getting worse, with neither side showing an interest in wanting to end the conflict. Hezbollah, according to reports, managed to hit the town of Nazareth in Israel. First group of American evacuees from war-torn Lebanon has arrived in the United States. It happened a little over an hour ago. Many have been traveling for hours, expressing concern for the ones left behind. More Americans are looking forward to board more ships today in Lebanon to flee the escalating crisis. Many of the evacuees are not happy with the manner in which they are treated by the American embassy and the U.S. government on a whole. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will meet with top United Nations and European Union officials in New York later today on a crisis in Lebanon. Rice is likely to make a trip to the Middle East this weekend. But
twice in 3 days in two different countries.
At least now, these evacuees are home. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, at Baltimore's Thurgood Marshall Airport.
Back in Beirut, there is chaos.
No, please.
As foreigners, including thousands of Americans, wait to leave. CBS's Kristen Gillespie has more.
There seems to be no order today. People did not necessarily get a call from the embassy telling them they should be here to evacuate. People are just showing up with their things. They want to leave.
Now, U.S. Marines are now on the ground in Lebanon to help Americans get out.
Take us home, please.
Offshore, the USS Nashville poised to take about 1,200 Americans to safety in Cyprus.
I'm Sabina Castelfranco in Larnaca. Cyprus authorities have warned of a crisis on the island if thousands of people who are arriving here after being evacuated from Lebanon are not airlifted out quickly. Schools have been set up to host the evacuees, as well as special rooms and apartments. The hotels on the island are all full.
There is no let-up in the fighting between Israeli forces and Hezbollah guerrillas. Here's CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv in Tel Aviv.
It's the second day of ground combat, Nick, just inside Lebanon. Some Israeli soldiers wounded. Yesterday, two were killed. The UN and the Red Cross are worried about Lebanese civilians. 300 reportedly have died, 500,000 displaced. And Israeli Cabinet Minister Isaac Herzog says one goal is to weaken the Shiite Muslim Hezbollah in Lebanese politics.
We are changing the rules of the game here.
And Israel is warning civilians in Lebanon and also Palestinians in Gaza that their homes will be bombed if they are sheltering guerrilla fighters, guns, or rockets.
I'm Robert Berger on the Israel-Lebanon border. Plumes of smoke are rising from Israeli artillery as the big guns lob shells across the border with Lebanon. Troops are hoisting the shells in an assembly line, and when they are fired, the ground shakes.
What's the aim of the Israeli campaign against Hezbollah? CBS News military consultant, retired Army Major Mike Lyons.
Their attack strategy is to continue this as long as possible before the diplomatic pressures cause them to stop. It's a classic strategic bombardment campaign, and it's designed to flatten and destroy the key economic resources that are designed to really turn the people against the government. The Israelis are going after the Hezbollah's ability to wage war against them.
And now, more than a week into this campaign, how successful have they been?
Well, they've been successful from a military perspective, but from a diplomatic perspective, there's tremendous pressure on them to cease this kind of campaign because of its ability to have more civilian casualties, and especially in an enemy that has their military cachet and equipment and arsenal in heavily, densely populated civilian neighborhoods. So if Israel goes after this kind of equipment, there's going to be excess collateral damage.
Mother Nature has left a bad case of the St. Louis blues. Strong thunderstorms roared through the area last night with winds up to 80 miles an hour. On the Illinois side of the Mississippi River, this woman says there was little to do but run for shelter.
The trees were going and the wind was blowing real hard, and then next thing the roof went and we grabbed the animals and took off.
Hundreds of thousands of customers were left in the dark. Richard Mark of the Ameren UE Power says it shocked even longtime veterans.
People who have worked 25 years here have never seen a storm do this kind of damage with this many outages.
Officials say at least 30 people were injured. Time on the roundup is 5 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A woman loses her arm trying to crawl under a train coupler.
As one of the females attempted to crawl underneath the coupling which connects the two trains, the train then began to move forward in a westerly direction, and we believe that's when the female's victim's arm was severed.
John White with DPD says two women were attempting to cross the tracks at Smith Road and Kearney Street when the Union Pacific train apparently moved. Dive teams with sonar equipment and cameras spent the night on Carter Lake in the continuing efforts to find a missing two-year-old boy. Eloise Campanella with the Larimer County Sheriff's Department says the divers chose to work overnight.
They do like working at night because the wind makes running patterns very difficult. And as you know, the wind traditionally comes up in the afternoons around here.
She says they also hope the reduced boat traffic on the lake will help as well. 2-year-old Shay Smith has been missing since last Saturday when he fell off a boat and into the water. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we're starting off with a pretty good drive across these highways. If you just headed out the door, we're just starting to see the slowdown southbound I-25, a little bit right around 84th Avenue. But once you clear that, you got a wide open drive getting across downtown and getting busy through T-Rex now. Looking good on that northbound side of I-25. I-70's checking clear both directions. Eastbound Highway 36 starting to fill in now from Federal down towards Pecos. But no unusual mishaps across these highways just yet. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy and cooler.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nichol Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nichol Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nichol Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nichol Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nichol Productions, 720-266-4918.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Sunny, a chance of thunderstorms and a high of around 90, but we'll reconcile that temperature with Aaron O'Neill at the bottom of the hour. It's good to have you along this morning during the hour of no power. All six of you out there here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about the embryonic stem cell research question, and we'll get back into that a little later on this morning. If you didn't hear the interview with Representative Diana DeGette, we'll replay that. But one of the key things that came up was religion in all of this, and you know, George W. Bush acting as if he's our personal Ayatollah and decides religiously what we, you know, what is right and what is wrong for the country, and he vetoed the stem cell measure. And there is a lot of politicking going on inside churches, and we discussed this yesterday. And coming up at 6:20 here, we're going to talk to the Reverend Barry Lynn, Executive Director of United for Citizens, United for Separation of Church and State. The IRS has been warning churches and nonprofit organizations that improper campaigning in upcoming political seasons could endanger their tax-exempt status. In notices to more than 15,000 tax-exempt organizations, numerous church denominations, and tax preparers, the agency has detailed its new enforcement program called Political Activity Compliance Initiative. This is according to the Los Angeles Times, and the Los Angeles Times reported this on Tuesday. Under the initiative, the IRS plans to expedite investigations into the claims of improper campaigning, no longer waiting for an annual tax return to be filed or the tax year to end before launching a probe. A three-member committee will make an internal review of complaints and then vote on whether to pursue the investigation in detail. While the vast majority of charities and churches do not engage in politicking, an increasing number did take part in prohibitive activities in the 2004 election cycle. IRS Commissioner Mark W. Everson said in a statement, "The rule against political campaign intervention by charities and churches is long established, and we are stepping up our efforts to enforce it. Since the 2004 presidential election, the IRS has investigated more than 200 organizations, including All Saints Church in Pasadena." 2 days before the 2004 presidential election, the Reverend George F. Regas, the church's former rector, delivered a guest sermon that pictured Jesus in a debate with George W. Bush and John Kerry. Although Regas didn't endorse a candidate, he said Jesus would have told Bush that his preemptive war policy had led to disaster. The church drew national attention when Reverend Ed Bacon, rector of All Saints, disclosed the IRS investigation and later said the agency believed the church had violated federal tax code barring tax-exempt organizations from intervening in political campaigns and elections. Church leaders have not heard from the IRS since October, when the agency said the investigation was being taken to a higher level. According to Regas, the IRS has not confirmed whether the investigation is still ongoing. Of the 62 organizations determined by the IRS to be in violation, 3 lost their nonprofit status, 59 received warning letters. The 3 who lost their status were not churches, and some of those warned were ordered to pay an excise tax. Federal law prohibits the IRS from releasing names of those under investigation, but the agency said it had more than 100 cases pending, and 40 of them are churches. And my question to you is there too much politicking going on from the pulpit? That's number one. And number two, I've always wondered about why churches have tax exemptions to begin with. I've always wondered about that. And I think there is too much crossing of the line, particularly when we get to the authoritarian religious right, which is what we've talked about yesterday, all morning, in regards to the stem cell debate and so many other social or the so-called quote-unquote cultural wars that go on. You know, if the GOP likes to hit at what they perceive to be the base of Democratic funding, lawyers, that's one of them, so they're always screaming about tort reform, even though it's a fake issue, it's an attack on lawyers, and it's an attack on campaign contributions, then why should we, on two levels, sit and say nothing about politicking in churches? Number one, it's illegal. And yet all of us know that in one some way, shape, or form, we know what's going on. And number two, why are they tax-exempt anyway to begin with? Who came up with that idea and why? Why shouldn't they be charged tax? Many churches have land holdings. The Catholic Church has got huge land holdings. Why shouldn't they be charged like everybody else? I've never understood that, and I never got it as a kid. I never got it as a teenager, and I still today don't get it as an adult. But I know doggone well that this whole stem cell thing, this whole embryonic stem cell thing that went on, is for Bush's base. It's not for people like you and I. 73% of the public favor embryonic stem cell research. 73%. So you know this is for Bush's base. And who is Bush's base? Well, they're people who go to these fundamentalist, authoritarian, right-wing churches. And why should they be allowed to get away with politicking and being involved in politics and not have to pay a price for it? So we'll ask Barry Lynn about all of this, and I'll ask you, too, whether you think that the IRS rules should be changed in churches and synagogues and mosques and any other religious organization should have to pay taxes just like everybody else. And we'll talk about that coming up. 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
Education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80-20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
Where would you like to be? RE/MAX can help you find your perfect place, whether it's across the street or on the other side of the world. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Visit RE/MAX.com today. RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Time.
Good morning, 6:20, 20 minutes after 6. High today, 90, partly sunny skies. And let's go to the phone and we'll talk to the Reverend Barry Lynn, Executive Director of Americans United for separation of church and state. And Reverend, welcome back to the program. Good to have you on.
Nice to be here.
All right, you know about this IRS warning letter to avoid campaigning. And there are churches out there that were involved in the 2004 campaign. They're involved in these culture wars now. The presidential stem cell, embryonic stem cell veto is a result of that. That's a payoff to those people. How do we get them to stop campaigning and to keep it out of the church?
Well, I'll tell you, you have to keep them from campaigning against individual candidates. That's the main thing that violates the tax laws. And the main thing that the particular religious right churches do, although some left-to-center churches, I must say, do it too. But the problem here, Jay, is that we've got to have the IRS more fully enforce and put real teeth into, and this is what they claim they intend to do, into revoking the tax exemptions or fining ministers who endorse candidates using the resources of their church, whether that's literally giving money from the church to candidates. We just reported a church just yesterday in Texas that literally wrote a check to the Republican Party down there for the last 3 years out of church funds. Sometimes it's the minister standing up at a big 10,000 member mega church telling you that if you're a good Christian, you'll vote for Senator X, Y, or Z. That's got to be stopped. The IRS has the teeth in the law to do it. We just want to make sure that it happens.
Why do churches, synagogues, and mosques have tax exemptions to begin with?
Good question. Because they serve an educational or social need. And in many of us, including Americans United for Separation of Church and State, is a tax-exempt organization. We can talk about issues. I talk about them with you a lot. The point is we can't endorse candidates, say, well, now because of the way I believe you should vote for Council Member X. That's the difference. And most ministers, priests, rabbis, imams understand precisely the difference. If you get up with the intent of influencing a particular election by mentioning a candidate or criticizing a candidate, saying don't vote for him, you're violating the law. A few churches have lost their tax exemptions. Other people have been fined. Other people have been given warning letters. So there is a process by which this is starting to happen.
Explain to me how some churches get away with trying to hide behind the idea that what they're doing is they're engaging in education when they hand out pamphlets with candidates' names or ballot initiatives' names on them, and then they kind of have a recommend kind of thing about them. How do they get away with that?
Well, they get away by saying that they're really open and objective. These so-called voter guides from the Christian Coalition, the Pat Robertson organization, are the biggest offenders. What they'll do is they'll take a select group of issues where the Republican will be made to look like a saint, and then the Democrat will be made to look like, well, maybe the next exhibit in the House of Horrors Wax Museum. In other words, they'll skew it so that it looks like the one guy is perfect, the other guy, terrible, terrible. And these are bogus. They're phony. We don't think that they can be distributed in churches, in tax-exempt organizations like churches. But there's, frankly, on that particular issue, no law yet because these issues have not yet reached the federal courts. But they will. And I'm sure that the Constitution, and you know I'm a very strong First Amendment absolutist, but when you get a benefit, a huge benefit like a tax exemption for your entire multi-million dollar empire, one thing you can't do, the only thing you can't do, is can't help or hinder specific candidates. On those initiatives, you can actually do that in a church. You can organize against ballot initiatives or in favor of them using church resources up to a certain point. The complete prohibition is just opposing or supporting candidates.
But being able to organize, shouldn't that be illegal?
You know, I think that that's on the line where I would fall on the line of saying it's an organizing effort around an idea. You know, let's spend money as California did. Let's spend money on stem cell research. I mean, I think churches probably are permitted under law to organize there for those purposes. But if they start tying it to a political campaign, like, and this sometimes happens, they'll say, well, we want to stop gay marriage, but we also want to elect Senator Smith. You know, that's where they cross the line. That's where they get reported, if anybody notices it. the people who notice it and report this misconduct to us at Americans United are often church members themselves who say, look, you know, we don't even agree with what Barry Lynn does most of the time, but we don't think our pastor should have endorsed a candidate. We don't go to church to get political advice. We go there for spiritual advice.
How active is the IRS and the Bush administration on this, or do they just kind of give it a wink and nod?
No, actually, because most of these are career employees at the IRS, they're not political hacks or appointees, they've been engaged in pretty rigorous advocacy. It looks like a major campaign, the biggest in the country in Ohio, may already be under investigation for churches that were taking one candidate for governor around to churches, having him speak and then kind of ignoring that there even was another candidate. It looks like, on the basis of some reports a few days ago, that the IRS is already investigating that. It's called a Reconstruction, the Reformation Project. And there's a comparable one in Texas, a comparable one in Pennsylvania, that we are looking into as well. So people need to understand you can have your speech about issues from the pulpit. No one's trying to tape your mouth shut with the duct tape we no longer use to defend against terrorism. You don't have to keep people silent. You just have to say to people in the pulpit, don't endorse candidates. Don't take the money from your collection plate and turn it into a check for your favorite political hack. Because this, in the long run, will be bad for the church. It will be bad for our political system. It will open another giant loophole if we let churches do this in the few campaign finance laws we have now in the country.
So, in other words, your pastor, your rabbi, your imam, or whoever can stand up and give a sermon about the evils of whatever embryonic stem cell research or abortion or any of the culture war issues, as long as they do not turn around and do not mention a candidate running in that congressional district. As soon as they do that, then they've stepped over the line.
They've crossed the forbidden line that way. The other way they do it is they'll say things like, one candidate is our guy, he's on our side. They don't mention the word, the name of the candidate, but then the candidate's people have been out putting a candidate leaflet under every windshield wiper in the parking lot. So you can't do that either. I mean, you have to have an intent that is purely to talk about the issues, not to endorse a candidate. Martin Luther King was always, I love these debates with Jerry Falwell where he says, well, Dr. King, well, he spoke from the pulpit, but you know, he never once endorsed a candidate from the pulpit because he didn't think that was his role. His role was to talk about justice as he understood it, and then other institutions in the community were supposed to let people know who they might want to vote for. It was not his job as the pastor of a church. And if it was good enough for Dr. King, I think it's a good enough moral standard for liberal and conservative pastors today.
How dangerous do you think the religious right really is?
I think it's enormously dangerous, and it will be at least for the next 10 years before they start looking at these statistics and seeing that younger generations are much more progressive on issues like same-sex marriage, reproductive choice. They look at the same polls I do. They figure the more restrictions they can put in the next few years, the better, because younger people are simply not going to go into the along with the bigotry and hostility that we so often see in the religious right. In Church and State magazine, the magazine we publish, we just did a top 10 issue, the top 10 religious right groups in the country and how much money they collected last year. $500 million collected by all of these advocates to stop sound science, stop stem cell research, stop teaching evolution in schools, stop allowing the courts to do their job as independent entities. All of those cluster of religious right tactics and strategies, $500 million. That's probably more than you and I have.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. How can people get involved with your organization?
The easiest way is to go to www.au.org. It's a good way to keep up on all of these issues. I also have a forthcoming book from Random House called Piety and Politics that people can pre-order at Amazon at a discount this week. And also, going to that website shows you a very interesting new campaign called First Freedom First that we're doing in conjunction with some other organizations, and it's another way to get actively engaged in your community in fighting the religious right, which would be a real good fight to have, even for people who are basically pacifists.
Yeah, well, I'm proud to say I'm a member of your organization. And
thank you very much.
And I can't wait to read your book. Reverend Lynn, thank you as always for being on the program. Really appreciate it.
Terrific, anytime.
All right, there's Reverend Barry Lynn from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. 303-713-7600 if you want to discuss this. And about the idea that churches and synagogues and mosques get a tax exemption. Should their tax exemption be lifted? Is there any reason for them to have a tax exemption now in the year 2006? And what about campaigning from the pulpit? 303-713-7600. Because I've always wondered about why it is, or the reasoning or the argument behind allowing churches, allowing synagogues, allowing mosques, allowing religious institutions to be able to have a tax exemption. I've never understood that. And I've never had it properly explained to me, apparently. And so maybe you can properly explain to me the reason why this goes on. Because I, you know what, I don't get it. And I see religion at times as being a business. And particularly if they're engaged in politics. I think that they ought to be definitely in trouble. And I'm really sensitive about this. You know, my sister told me that in her neighborhood in California, the polling place is in a church, and there's an elementary school right nearby. Now, see, I would be sensitive to having that polling place in a church. I'd be very sensitive to that. I'd wonder why it wouldn't be in the elementary school. I mean, that would bother me. And then maybe, you know, maybe I'm the only one who feels this way. I don't know. And I'm not saying religion doesn't do good things, because it does. And you know what? I'm particularly talking about the authoritarian right, religious right, not Christianity as a whole. But I've often wondered why it is that churches do get tax exemption, and whether you believe that they should have it or not. 6:32, 28 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. And let's take a look at traffic now with Aaron O'Neill. Good morning, Mr. O'Neill. Are the cones up from I-25 at this particular time?
Yes, they are. We aren't going to be dealing with those kind of problems like we did yesterday morning. In fact, this morning, awfully quiet across these highways, and we're just kind of catching the usual slowdowns around town. It's really nice to have the cloud cover out to the east, too. That's going to really help us out for our eastbound I-70 drive, 6th Avenue. Boulder Turnpike is getting a little busy from Federal down towards Pecos, and southbound I-25 already loaded up from 104th down to 84th Avenue. We're just kind of catching the usual slowing around the city right now. Looking at your weather for today, it's finally going to be a cooler one, partly cloudy skies, maybe a round of afternoon showers.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Regency Windows.
Nickelback, the most explosive show on the planet, is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 days, Grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 days, Grace. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. At all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by AEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings explosive show on the planet.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Call for more information, 308-882-7773, 308-882-7773, or buy online at soldoutwarning.com.
Bush is dumb.
The J. Marvin Show
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, let's get some Zeppelin going. Let's get our blood moving. Let's get up and at it. It's Thursday morning already. It's 6:36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 90. Partly sunny skies. And we're talking about churches and taxation and the IRS warning churches to avoid campaigning and why the idea is that churches are tax-exempt in the first place. And I've got myself in kind of a pickle here with this, too, because I don't want to be perceived as attacking Christianity as a whole. But I often wonder about this. About why churches get away with being tax exempt, and about churches fooling around in politics. And you know the religious right, the authoritarian religious right, does this kind of stuff. You know, they do it through all kinds of different avenues, and we should be aggressive about this. I mean, if you know what's going on, call Americans United against separation of church and state and turn them in. Hal and Pine, Hal, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Are you there?
Yep, I sure am.
Okay, the only thing I want to add to that is when I was younger, one of the arguments that was given for tax exemption for churches was that it was considered double taxation on the people themselves. And I don't know how that would hold up today with the sophistication of the arguments, but that surely seemed a prevalent argument years ago.
Well, it sounds pretty logical that you would be taxed, you know, for your work and your income, and then you would go to church and you would contribute to the church, and then the church would be taxed. So indirectly, it would be a tax on you. But
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, no, but I was just going to say, but many churches have investments, many churches have large property holdings, and many churches conduct themselves like businesses.
Well, of course they do, and even here in Denver. I'm concerned about one single church that if you go to park at a Bronco football game, they have a huge parking lot, which they charge for. And I'm against that. But when they start taxing your benevolence money, that was what was considered double taxation. So I don't know how they'll get around or whether they'll even report, churches will even report that as income and be taxed on it, or they are exempt from it.
Would seem to me they would have to report it because it's income.
I would too, and I don't know whether they do or not.
Boy, and I don't either.
It certainly makes a lot of money for them.
You know, I don't have an answer to that either. I think that's a good question, though, that you're raising. Hal, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Okay, take care now.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. We got any tax experts in the audience, any CPAs? Would that be considered? That'd be considered income, wouldn't it? Wouldn't they have to report that? It seems to me they'd have to report it. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, I guess the tax exemption, Jay, comes from the nonprofit status, too. But you look at some of these quote-unquote ministries like Focus on the Family that rake in billions of dollars a year in sales. They're hardly nonprofit, especially if you've seen Dobson's House.
Yeah, what about this idea that there are these organizations where the leadership of the organizations make a tremendous amount of money, live these big opulent lifestyles, are living off the organizations. Dobson, I've never seen his house, so I don't know how big it is.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm sure Pat Robertson, for instance, lives in a fairly big home. I mean, I wonder what the tax structure is on that.
Yeah, they had a hostage situation in Focus on the Family about 8 years ago, and of course they wanted the police to be there immediately, but they don't pay a dime in taxes to pay for them. The problem is, Jay, not only from the pulpit, but on the radio, too. All these ministries that have these radio shows that are basically political advocacy. And, of course, they toe the letter of the law by stopping just short of endorsing a candidate, but it's obvious when they come down on the issue, you know which candidate they're supporting. and they or they throw God in every 10 minutes to, or so to keep their tax-exempt status. But they're basically stealing from a radio station because they buy brokered time from a radio station and get billed at a nonprofit or religious rate instead of an advertiser rate.
Well, a lot of these religious stations that are at the lower end of the dial, the lower end of the FM dial was designed to be the educational space, and a lot of them have gotten around that law by claiming that they are engaging in education and have gobbled up open frequencies there that would go to communities. And
that's a subject you ought to hit sometimes.
You know, and would, yeah, and would get into that, and they're growing all over the United States, and they're sucking up bandwidth. And you're right, they're always on there soliciting money constantly on a constant basis. And they stop just short of naming candidates. They stop just short of crossing the line, but they're definitely on the air. And they're definitely politicizing. They're definitely engaging in politics. You're right about that.
I think the only answer is to remove the tax exemption for all of them because that loophole that Barry Lynn mentioned, just don't endorse a candidate. Well, that's a loophole big enough to drive a Mack truck through. I mean, if one candidate's for one thing and one's for another, and the pastor just quote unquote talks about the issue, you know exactly which candidate he's endorsing.
All right, but if you do that though, I've thought about this now. But if you do that, then the danger there is that you go and you tell the church as well, you can't talk. And you go to the synagogues and you go to the imams, the mosques. You tell them you can't talk about social issues. Shouldn't churches be able to talk about social issues?
Of course, I think they should. I think they should be able to talk about anything they want to, but then remove the tax exemption. Let them operate as political organizations, as business, and tax the same as anybody else.
So tax them and remove all the restrictions.
Remove all the exemptions.
Well, I'm talking about removing the restrictions. In other words, if you tax them, then a preacher can stand up in the pulpit and a preacher can say, Rick O'Donnell is the man to vote for.
Yeah, exactly. But then make him pay the same amount of taxes as a political organization would.
Well, I don't know if you want to stop them from talking about social issues, though.
Well, no, I don't want to.
But you just want to flat out tax them. Do you consider yourself to be an atheist? I just am a question.
Oh, I'm not an atheist at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Wiccan, actually.
Okay, the reason I ask that is because Madeleine Murray O'Hara, who was once this country's foremost atheist, that used to be her thing about rant and rave about the tax, the fact that churches aren't taxed. She would tax them all.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get in this mood where I'd want to tax them all. But then on the other hand, I want them to talk about social issues. What I don't want them to do is pull the trick that Barry Lynn was talking about, where they're having a sermon on embryonic stem cell research, and then there are people from the local culture war organization standing out front handing out leaflets as soon as they get out of church.
Yeah, well, basically, it is a trick, and by just stopping short of endorsing a candidate, basically, by the time they're finished, you know which candidate they're supporting. It's all smoke and mirrors. So why, let's just help them take the smoke and mirrors away, let them do whatever they want to do, but then have them pay for they to be the political organization that they really are.
All right, Bill. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Sure.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Well, all right. Should all of the barriers be removed for churches to get into politicking and also into social issues, which many of them already are, but into straight-out politicking by taxing them? How many of you feel good about that idea? I don't know about, this whole idea of forbidding churches to get into social issues, because I think that they ought to get into social issues, because I think that's where, if you're religious, I think that's where you ought to go for guidance. But politicking, no. Outright politicking, no. 644, 16 minutes in front of 7, 303-713-7600, one line open on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More fallout from the embryonic stem cell research veto. We'll talk to our man Rich Masters coming up at 7 o'clock about this, and then we'll replay the Diana DeGette interview, and we'll talk to you some more about it, too. Right now we're talking about churches and their tax status on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Keeping it quiet from the highway so far this morning, and it's kind of a nice drive for the eastbound routes, especially with pretty good cloud cover keeping the sun out of the eyeballs. And eastbound I-70 still up to speed at this point. No delays driving over from I-25. 6th Avenue is yet wide open if you're coming in from the Lakewood area. Boulder Turnpike is a little sluggish from Federal down towards Pecos. We're just kind of catching the usual jam. Southbound I-25, 104th down to 84th. Of course, busy across downtown. Southbound 225 now backed up from just after Yosemite down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Taking a look at your weather for today. Things are going to be cooler under partly cloudy skies. Another round of afternoon thundershowers. Highs only reaching 89. Right now we've warmed up to 69. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Ed Schultz. Tune into my show every day from 1 to 4 p.m. We'll bring you breaking news, newsmakers, and the stories that affect you and your family. Keep it right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, as low as $20 a month. So you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you for as low as $20 a month. We'd like to send you a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-1312. That's 1-800-600-1312. 1-800-600-1312.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar emergency, this is Michelle.
There just was a really, really bad wreck, and somebody looks like they're hurt really bad.
Stay on the line, let me contact police.
Even when the emergency doesn't involve you, OnStar can help.
911.
Yes, my name is Michelle. I'm calling from OnStar. I've got a good Samaritan on the line reporting a vehicle crash with injuries. Let me conference you with.
Ma'am, do you know what happened?
So it looks like somebody ran the stop sign.
Okay, we'll get somebody out there. Thanks, OnStar.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
I love this OnStar. It's the best thing they ever invented.
Oh, isn't it great? Thank you for being a good Samaritan.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:48, 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 90. Under partly sunny skies, Jay Marvin with you. We're talking about taxing churches and synagogues and mosques. And let's get back on the phones at 303-713-7600. And we go to Judy in Inglewood. Judy, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I definitely agree with everything that you've been saying, and I just want to thank you for being there and for what you guys do.
You're very kind.
But I have to disagree with the gentleman who was talking about the future generation not caring about these issues.
That was Barry Lynn, yeah.
Right. I had three children, and all of my grandchildren go to these mega churches. Mm. And they are being indoctrinated all the time with this stuff. And you know, these are huge amounts of people. These churches are, you know, thousands. One of my grandchildren's churches, 4,000 people.
Gee.
And they go to activities there, not just Sunday morning, but throughout the week. And that they're set up that way that the kids spend all their time there. So I think it's scary to say that because they are being indoctrinated with these attitudes, and I don't think it's going to go away.
Is there political politicization excuse me, is there politicization going on there?
I think there must be. I don't live in that town, but there has to be, you know, because they all have these attitudes. And I think these voter guides contribute to it. And you know how the churches put out voter guides, like this candidate voted for this, but this one didn't.
Yeah, you know, those voter guides to me are like are a prime example of what they shouldn't be doing.
I agree. Anyway, I just think that we have to be careful to not to lower our guard and say, well, the future generation won't act like this, because I think that's probably not true.
Yeah, and a lot of it does come from your family. Like one of the things I find to be very, very interesting is that Rush Limbaugh is a very, very authoritarian right-wing figure, and that his brother is also a very religious authoritarian right-wing figure. And I was thinking about this the other day when I was thinking about this whole thing, about this whole authoritarianism movement in what is now considered to be modern conservatism, about how it has to start or must get a germ in you know, in the family, and that those two brothers basically didn't bother to ever question or break away, although we know Limbaugh's got numerous problems, including broken marriages and, you know, drug problems and everything else, but they didn't bother maybe to break away, and that some of us just by luck start questioning our parents and start moving away maybe from the environment that you know that we're raised in. But yeah, you know, they try to get them young, and try to keep them young, and then when they get older, they hope that they'll, you know, that they'll vote their way instead of thinking for themselves. And if they're submissive followers, then that's exactly what they'll do. They'll go down the road that they're programmed on.
Right. I fortunately broke away.
Yeah. I did too. Judy, thank you. Great call.
Great.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Rick in Idaho Springs. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Well, I'm another breakaway person.
Good. We should have a breakaway club.
Yeah. I studied the law about 30 years ago, and I think that the theory behind not taxing the churches was set forth by the Supreme Court when they said the power to tax is the power to tax out of existence, and so we're going to protect our separation of church and state by not taxing the churches. I'm not positive of that because it was 30 years ago, but that's what I think it was.
But what they've inadvertently done is they've enabled it so that there is a blurring of the line between church and state. I mean, we've got an Ayatollah in the White House.
Oh, it's gotten worse than that, because you got to remember, the churches basically get to double dip because their constituents get to take a tax deduction for their contributions to the church, and then the church doesn't have to pay tax on the income they receive, nor do they pay real estate taxes.
No, they don't. You're right.
So that means that all of us that are paying taxes on our houses and our commercial real estate are supporting the churches and the public services that they receive.
Yeah, that's very, very true. That's very, very true. Well, would you lift their tax exemptions? I certainly would.
I would as well.
I think it's time to stop it. And you know what? Particularly if they're politicking.
And they can afford it.
And they can afford it. You know, this whole thing about these voter guides and trying to influence some people on the way they vote, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just not right. It's not what it's supposed to be about. And playing those tricks like Barry Lynn was talking about, how, well, today's sermon is about embryonic stem cell research. And then there's a guy standing outside handing out leaflets for Rick O'Donnell or some other GOP candidate because they're waging the culture wars. To me, that's not what it's supposed to be about.
No, it's not. In fact, Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code, that's the section where people can form nonprofit entities that are non-taxable, and that section of the code specifically prohibits any political activity. You lose your deduction under that section, but the churches seem to get away with it with impunity.
Well, we just need to start turning more of them in, that's all. You know, if you know what's going on, call the IRS. If you know what's going on in your church, call the IRS. Rick, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to Dave in Highlands Ranch. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, you hit on both of my points. That is, if you lift the tax exemption, you're basically dissolving the boundary between church and state. I mean, you can't have taxation without representation. So if they're paying taxes, they're fully involved in the political process. Secondly, if you say certain words on the radio, you get some pretty heavy fines, and I think it would be perfectly fair to clarify the laws and say that, you know, in order to maintain your 501c3 status, you cannot do this, 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 and this. And if you do cross that boundary, you get a bazillion-dollar fine, just like the FCC laid on you guys.
Well, they do fine them. They do fine them. They have fined them in the past.
Oh, okay. I had never really heard about that, but I think, you know, pulling the 501c3 status, you know, and taxing all the churches, I am totally in disagreement of that. I think, like the earlier caller said, that's protecting the division between church and state.
See, but I don't know how it protects the division between church and state. I mean, I think the division between church and state is already there in the Constitution. I think what it does is I think that it's that it separates that the fact that they're not taxed puts them in a special category, and therefore the agreement that they would strike would be, in order to be in that category, they would stay away from direct politicking. But they're violating that, so why should they get a reward?
I understand, yeah, and it's just that the laws are not being enforced, just like, you know, many other laws are not being enforced, and as part of the administration, they just kind of selectively enforces the laws that they choose. So, you know, it's not going to change anytime soon.
And let me ask you this: why should a church? Give me a good reason why a church, a synagogue, or a mosque, why they should not pay taxes?
Well, I don't really. Well, other than the separation of church and state, I really don't know. I
mean, that's already there because that's in the Constitution.
I understand. I would love to tax them, but I would, you know, I just, as I said, you can't have taxation without representation. And I understand. I see the conundrum here. It's just, it's not working. But I don't know. You know, I don't see a solution to the problem. But I certainly don't think that taxing churches is going to help us solve the problem.
No, but on the other hand, why should they be given any kind of special status if they're
no good reason whatsoever.
You know, what reason do they get to have it? I mean, to have a special status, particularly if they don't pay attention to the rules.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
I guess it's in the, you know, it's in the Constitution.
Well, the Constitution doesn't say the Constitution doesn't.
The IRS tax code. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that evolved. So.
Well, you know something, I don't really know either. I mean, that's two of us that are operating in the blind on that.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an economist.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a accountant, and I'm not a lawyer. But I certainly know that you know what, they're out there doing it, and that whole stem cell thing yesterday didn't come just by accident. It came because it's a part of the culture wars, and it's the president nodding to his very, very narrow base, and many of that base is the authoritarian religious right. Hey, Dave, thanks, man. Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Rich Masters, Democratic strategist, managing director of Corvus Communications. We'll talk about the stem cell research veto, the embryonic stem cell research veto, and if you want to talk about that, we'll take your calls as well. That's all coming up next hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for stringing along with us this morning. Certainly do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
At ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato at Baltimore's Thurgood Marshall Airport. With sagging eyes, dragging bags, weary Americans from Lebanon have arrived here on the first chartered evacuation flight. More planes will be heading here and other East Coast cities in the days ahead. 11-year-old Amani Kayed and her mom lived right next to Beirut's airport, which was pummeled by Israeli attacks.
She said, we have to get out of here because it's really scary.
Stephen McInerney, a student there from North Carolina, hurts for friends he left behind in a country that had come so far from civil war.
To see so much of that undone in the past week is just the most devastating, difficult thing that I've had to witness in my life.
I'm Barry Bagnato at Baltimore's airport. Now the effort to get 1,200 more Americans out of Lebanon.
This is Elizabeth Palmer in Beirut. This morning, for the first time, a U.S. military vessel has arrived to pick up passengers wanting to leave Beirut for Cyprus. The USS Nashville, which is a troop carrier, has arrived in the port, but it's anchored offshore, unlike the cruise ship that arrived yesterday, and passengers are being ferried out to the USS Nashville by amphibious landing craft manned by Marines.
I'm Dan Raviv in Tel Aviv. The Israeli Air Force is not saying whether it thinks it killed any Hezbollah leaders when planes dropped 23 tons of bombs on what's believed to be a bunker under a Beirut neighborhood. Israel warns civilians if weapons are stored in or near your houses, they will be struck. In southern Lebanon, a ground battle continues, 3 Israeli soldiers wounded. Now with more CBS News, Frank Setapani.
Here at home, nature went to war with the St. Louis area. Storm packing sheets of rain and hurricane strength winds left a trail of damage.
Tens of thousands of St. Louis residents are still without power, and the mayor is concerned the heat wave could prove dangerous for many. A high temperature in excess of 100 degrees is expected today, and it could take days to restore power for everyone because storm damage is so widespread.
KMOV-TV's John Mills. Looking for a home? Have they got a deal for you? Live to CBS's Peter King in Orlando. Peter, what is the deal?
Well, how about a free home just for looking, Frank? One local builder is doing it here, while others promise no money down, paid mortgages for up to a year, even a guaranteed buyout for your present home. The Wall Street Journal says the same thing's happening in Phoenix, D.C., California, partly because flippers, real estate speculators, are undercutting the market. A lot of builders are also undercutting each other.
The grand jury that investigated home run king Barry Bonds is due to go out of business today. Published reports say Bonds could be indicted for lying about using steroids and tax evasion. The NAACP, which has been highly critical of President Bush, hears from the president about 90 minutes from now, his first speech to that civil rights group since taking office. White House says the speech will show the president's commitment to civil rights. S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way. The answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide.
Okay, here, distinguished professional. No. Distinguished-looking man with a passion for life. No.
Having trouble creating a profile online that is going to attract the attention of your soulmate?
Handsome winner seeks to share his fortune.
At eHarmony.com, our scientific compatibility profile does the work for you. Log on today, and if you are a first-time member, you can try eHarmony for 7 days absolutely risk-free. eHarmony.com.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The stem cell bill was co-sponsored by Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette. She doesn't think that the president actually read that bill.
He said he didn't think it was right to use federal funds to destroy embryos to make stem cell lines. If he read the bill, he would see we don't do that. What happens is we would allow federal funds to be used for cell lines already developed with private money.
This is the first veto in President Bush's presidency, which he vetoed yesterday. Arvada police looking for cemetery vandals.
What it appears is that about 100 headstones were either turned over or broken as a result of this senseless act of vandalism.
Police spokesperson Susan Medina says beer cans and bottles were left behind at the Arvada Cemetery. It's one of the oldest cemeteries in the city. Police estimate damage to be in the tens of thousands of dollars. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And not looking too good along southbound I-25. Of course, we have the slow drive approaching 104th down to 84th Avenue. Then it's stop and go on that approach to I-70 as you make the drive across downtown. Two separate problems. Crash under I-70, those vehicles now cleared to the left shoulder, and an earlier stall at 6th Avenue had the center lane held up. That's finally been cleared over to the right shoulder, so give yourself a couple extra minutes on that drive. We're just starting to get busy now down through the bridges as you continue south towards the Denver Tech Center. Usual slowdowns around town, really southbound 225, unusually slow this morning from just after I-70 as you make your way down past Colfax to Alameda. Weather for today, cooler under partly cloudy skies and another round of afternoon thundershowers. We're at 89 for a high. Right now we're at 70 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it. And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
The big black marks, I think, as people look back on an opportunity for him and the country to really make a difference and make a stand about saving lives as opposed to, you know, pandering to religious fundamentalists. But, you know, we've learned long ago that this is going to be the presidency of completely blown and missed opportunities, and this is just one of them. It's a complete ham-handed attempt to be able to inflame the base because they are scared to death that they're going to lose the House of Representatives. And as I think we've talked before, the House of Representatives is, you know, gerrymandered now into complete fundamentalist right-wing districts, and there are very few moderate districts left. And I think this is a recognition on the administration's part that they think the Senate is safe, but they're worried about the red meat districts in the House, and so they need to throw some red meat out there. That's the only explanation for him making this his first veto in 6 years.
With 73% of the people saying they support embryonic stem cell research, could this backfire on the GOP?
I think in moderate districts and in swing districts and in the Senate races, it's going to play a huge role. I think you put your finger right on it. And it's 73% of the American people. And we're not talking about mushy left-wing liberal Democrats like you and me, Jay. We're talking we're talking about Nancy Reagan, no less. I mean, you know, this is an issue which divides their party and, you know, divides, you know, right-thinking people who seem to think that instead of taking our country backwards and chasing scientists to Europe to try to come and find up life-saving and life-enhancing cures, that we ought to do it right here in the United States where all of the best health inventions have come from.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that point up. I mean, he's not actually stopping it. He's only stopping it in the United States. I mean, it's going to go on in Europe. whether we like it or not. And most scientists will just move, right? They'll just leave.
They'll just live there. You know, frankly, since he's been elected, we've lost more scientists to Europe and to overseas and to India than we ever have in the history of the country. And it's because they realize that he is controlled by the fundamentalist far right of his party, which, you know, is pushing an agenda which doesn't even jive with most conservatives, for that matter.
When is the rest of his party going to turn around and say enough is enough?
Well, you know, it's interesting because he's got the problem with this guy is he has always pandered to the right-wing base. Even when he was extraordinarily popular, he pandered to the far-right wing because he is bound and determined that he's not going to be his daddy. And, you know, his dad was never trusted on the right. And, you know, in hindsight, his presidency looks, you know, closer to Franklin Roosevelt. His dad's presidency looks so much better than this disaster because he pandered to the right wing. And so, you know, when his popularity was high, he pandered to the right. And so now he has no popularity left. He has to play to the base. He's got no other choir to sing to.
What about the rest of the party, though? When are they going to turn around and say, look, you know what, this guy's leading us down disaster road. He's leading the country down disaster road. Enough is enough. We have to, you know, we've got to make some adjustments here. When are the moderates and the true conservatives, not the authoritarian right-wing conservatives, when are they going to start speaking out about some of this stuff?
My sense, Jay, is that they won't do it until they realize at the election box that they have lost ground, which is why I think every one of these swing districts in the House that we're talking about, they're all moderates. This is something that will cut very deeply for in these moderate congressional districts. It's also something that's going to play in the Senate races. The Senate has a broader constituency, and you can't just simply pander to the far right. So I think these elections in November will be a real key tipping point, not just to the Republican Party, but I think to the Democrats and moderates all over the country, that their voices need to be heard, and they need to step up. And frankly, right now, they've got nowhere else to go but to the Democratic Party, and I couldn't be happier about that.
Well, that's my next question. Are Democrats going to be able to make something out of this? Because finally, there's a cultural issue out there that conventional wisdom dictates that finally there's a cultural issue out there that Democrats that are on the Democratic side that the Democrats can be happy about. Are they going to be able to capitalize on this thing?
Well, certainly I hope so. I mean, my sense is I think Democrats and the Democrats who are running have been, will be, make this a centerpiece issue. I mean, you know, a presidential veto is one of the most powerful weapons that a president, he and then one day she, will be able to wield. And this is a president that in 6 years has used it once to stop or to try to hinder scientific innovation to save lives and, yeah, you know, across the board. I mean, my sense is that Democrats will be able to take advantage of it. We can't get all wrapped up. I mean, as much as I think Iraq is a winning campaign issue because of the disastrous way in which this administration handled the war in Iraq, and it doesn't give us any room to move or have positioning in the Middle East, I hope Democrats don't get all boxed up in just talking about Iraq. There are so many issues, from failure in Katrina to stem cell research across the board, that Democrats need to be talking about every single solitary issue, which is going to motivate our people, motivate moderates, and get us back into the majority in one or both of the houses of Congress.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rich Masters on the line with us. We're about 111 days away from the election. How do you feel about it? What's the feel around there and the feeling in the Beltway about our chances of regaining control of the House of Representatives?
Well, I've got to tell you, when we talked before, I think everyone was running around in town doing a little bit of high fives. I think that reality has set in with Democrats. A lot of races have tightened up around the country. And I think people understand that we are in the fight of our lives, and we really, really need to buckle down and win these races one by one. We can't, I mean, as much as you look at these national polls, and they make me excited when I see that, you know, 53 or some percent of the American people trust Democrats to run the country, and they back us on every single issue. At the end of the day, these House races and these Senate races all boil down to individual races, and our candidates are focused and are determined, and they're more motivated than ever, and we've got better candidates in every single solitary race. You know, we just heard yesterday that Senator Lincoln Chafee, who's a moderate Republican, is now losing in Delaware to the Democratic candidate. My feeling is that we have the wind at our backs, but we can't stop paddling. We need to paddle even faster, because that's the only way we're going to be able to make it a tidal wave.
What about, have you heard the story about in Connecticut that Lieberman is considering running as a Republican? Have you heard that story?
No, he has already said that he will run if he does not win the Democratic primary in Connecticut, that he would turn around and run as an independent. He is pulling together the signatures that would be necessary for him to run as an independent. He says even if he runs as an independent and if he loses the primary, runs an independent as wins, he will caucus with the Democrats. He is absolutely, positively not going to switch parties. And if you look at Joe Lieberman's record, there's absolutely no way he's going to switch parties. This guy, on almost every issue, is right down the line with Democrats. He has a differing view on Iraq.
He also has a differing view on a lot of some other issues, too.
Well, he does, but this is a guy who is a staunch civil rights guy. This is someone who he's a moderate, and I go back to my point or my original point, Jay. And you know, if Ned Lamont wins, God bless him in Connecticut. You know, Democrats will rally behind the Democratic nominee there, I think, for the most part. But, you know, as what I've said before, and I'll say it again, liberal Democrats, moderate Democrats, and conservative Democrats all need to understand one thing. They're Democrats. You know, there are a lot of people that didn't think Bill Clinton was nearly liberal enough, but there's not a Democrat in town, nor probably a Democrat in the country, who wouldn't give their right arm to have him back in the White House. I know I wouldn't.
Well, I'd like to have him back in the White House in comparison to what we have now, where we have this, secretive, authoritarian, Ayatollah type of leadership in the White House. But that still doesn't preclude my anger at Joseph Lieberman over Iraq, over the Gang of 14, and over so many other compromises that he's made. I mean, I've given Ned Lamont money, and I'm a Ned Lamont supporter, and I would love to see Ned Lamont win. And I think that Lieberman, if he loses the primary, should bow out and honor the Democratic nominee if he's truly a true Democrat. But I think it's all about Joseph Lieberman.
Well, I'm a Lieberman guy just partly because I worked with him in the Senate. I understand that he's an intellect, and I don't want to see him, gone in the Senate. I know that there's a complete different of views. And if Ned Lamont wins in Connecticut, Connecticut Democrats choose him, I don't think any Democrat nationally or otherwise will have any choice but to back Lamont. And I think everybody would do it proudly. The story here in D.C., frankly, though, is that Bill Clinton's going to go endorse Lieberman and campaign with him in Connecticut.
Well, that would be a sad thing, in my opinion. But you know what? I mean, Clinton has to do what he believes is right. Your prediction for 111 days from now: do we grab the number of House seats? Do you think will we have enough voter turnout of people on the ground? Because after all, people say that, well, this thing is in November and it's an off-year election and turnout is usually low. I mean, will we be able to make this happen?
History is on our side. Polling is on our side. Candidates are on our side. Now, that said, we still have a lot of work to do. I think it's going to come down to one or two seats either way, to be honest with you, Jay. I think we are going to be so close, so tight on election night that we could have one or two votes that will decide whether or not we're in the House or the Senate. The Senate races, frankly, appear to be breaking more Democratic way. I've been saying this now for a long time. I'm the only one in town that says I think we stand a better than average chance of taking back the Senate. And it's issues like the stem cell debate which will drive this. Because while the stem cell debate helps the right-wing conservatives in the House, it really hurts people like Mike DeWine in Ohio and, Lincoln Chafee in Rhode Island and all of these senators who have to pander slightly to the right, but also have to appeal to moderate Republicans and moderate Democrats in order to get elected. So I think as the administration in the House goes further and further to the right, they're solidifying their support in the House and driving it away in the Senate. But right now it's our race to lose. History's on our side, polling is on our side, and I think the mood of the country is definitely on our side. And we got much better candidates.
Yeah, I agree exactly. Well, we certainly have a whole slate of good people here in Colorado. Well, we're not going to wait 111 days to talk to you again, obviously, but, we'll check in with you again from time to time as we get close and see, what your pulse says and see how it's changing. And appreciate you, as always, being on the show, Rich.
Absolutely, Chad. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
All right, you got it. There's Rich Masters, Democratic strategist and managing director of Corvus Communications. I'm a good guy, even though he and I disagree about Lieberman. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Your reaction to the stem cell, the embryonic stem cell research veto by George W. Bush. Outrage? You don't care? How do you feel about it? And I'd love to talk to you about your feelings about it at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. President Bush rejected legislation yesterday that could have multiplied the federal money going into embryonic stem cell research, using the first veto of his presidency to underscore his stand on the emotionally charged life and death issue. A few hours later, the House voted 235-193 to overturn Bush's veto, 51 short of the required two-thirds majority. Four lines open. What's your feeling on this?
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Nickelback, the most explosive show on the planet, is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback 3D's Grease, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3D's Grease. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. At all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by EEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition, called trigeminal neuralgia, that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Officer Valerie Plame.
Valerie Plame, officer.
The market's dropping. Oil is going up. It's not good.
The topics you want dissected.
You know, Lieberman should step aside.
The global situation is getting ridiculously scary.
Folks, this is serious business.
I think they have a right to retaliate.
And the hosts that bring you progressive talk every day.
So the Bush administration may want to listen.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is a president who spent more money on embryonic stem cell research and stem cell research generally than any president in American history. He's got the track record. What's happening now is that people are trying to politicize it by accusing him of standing in the way of science when he's the guy who's made it possible to open up the way to science.
Well, he vetoed it yesterday. Now, the question here is, and I forgot to throw this in before the break. Question here is, does it backfire on him with 73% of the people who polled support embryonic stem cell research? Is this a bad move by the president? Does it backfire on him and backfire on his party with 111 days left until the election? 303-713-7600, two lines open. And anything, any other comments that you want to add about this? Last week, Karl Rove, explaining why Bush planned on vetoing the bill, told the Denver Post that recent studies show researchers have far more promise from adult stem cells than from embryonic stem cells. The Chicago Tribune contacted a dozen top stem cell experts about Rove's claim. They all said it was inaccurate. So who wrote the studies that Rove was referring to? White House spokesman Ken Lazazius on Tuesday could not provide the name of the stem cell researcher who shares Rove's view on the superior promise of adult stem cells. In a letter to President Bush last year, a group of 80 Nobel laureates wrote, the current evidence suggests that adult stem cells have markedly restricted differential potential. So, I wonder if Bush believes this. Does he believe that adult stem cell research has far more promise than embryonic stem cells? And I wonder if that contributed to the factor that he vetoed it. And with 73% of us supporting it, don't you feel like he's like an Ayatollah? Like a moral godfather of some sort? That he has to tell us what's moral and what's right? Don't you resent that? I resent that. I don't resent it in the fact that, you know, of absolute anger. Most of the people I talked to yesterday just shook their head in despair. Like, oh no, here he goes again. Or rolled their eyes about him. And maybe somebody brought this point up to me. Maybe it's that he doesn't have anybody. Maybe it was a caller yesterday who brought this up. Maybe he doesn't have anybody that affects him directly with this. So it's easier for him to skate on it. And that he is amoral, I think, in a lot of ways. And so he nods to his base and doesn't really think about the moral implications of this, but hides behind the moral implications. So, in other words, he isn't what he really says he is. Let's go to Jim in Arvada. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Jay.
Hi.
Jay, I didn't want to say much except for the fact that the moral disconnect here is absolutely unbelievable. And that's what our candidates going into these elections throughout the country are going to have to also emphasize with their constituents, because you know, this guy is talking about morality, but John McCain had to go talk to him about the ban on torture,
right,
to try to get him to agree with that. This guy was a prisoner of war and had endured torture, and his own party member had to go try to negotiate with our so-called president.
Yeah, and then he issued a signing statement saying he was going to ignore it.
I mean, I'm blown away. And the only point I'm making is I hope that it gets enough focus in the upcoming campaigns.
Well, I don't know. Do you think it will? Do you think people care enough and are outraged enough about this that it really will?
Well, it's up to some of the candidates to bring it out, too, because they're going to have more of a voice. And then people can, you know, all the rest of us can express it at the polls. So that's the only thing I had to say about that. I just hope that's what gets brought to the front.
Well, I hope people can see the moral disconnect in this guy. I really hope that they can, and the people who surround him. How much effect this will have on the election? You heard what Rich Masters had to say, and I don't know. You know, 73% of us in a poll, the last poll taken, favored this, but I don't know how much outrage there is out there.
Well, you know, that's up to the candidates and the voters, and I hope it works.
Well, I hope it does, too. Thanks, Jim. One line open at 303-713-7600. See, that's another component of this. Another component of this is, do you believe that there's enough moral outrage over this that it will turn into a genuine issue? Are you morally outraged enough over it? Because you know what? There's too much outrage and there's too much anger to begin with now in this country. Do you agree with me on that? I mean, talk shows are notorious for this. Screaming and yelling about this, screaming and yelling about that. And there's so much going on, it's so hard to not be morally outraged. There's this big lure to just shake your head and go, oh, you know, forget it, I don't want to hear it. And so I wonder if this plays to Bush's base, which is what he's calculating on, I wonder if it plays in the opposite direction to people like you and me, who say, you know, here's another reason why I'm not sending Marilyn Musgrave back to Congress to help this guy out. This is another reason why I'm not sending Tom Tancredo back to Congress to help this guy out. This is another reason why I'm not sending Mr. O'Donnell back to Congress or to Congress to help this guy out. This is another reason why I am, not sending or not voting for any Republicans. Even if you consider yourself to be a moderate or you consider yourself to be a Republican who's lost out of their own party, I'm interested in your feelings. All right, we'll take calls coming up here at 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check this out, Aaron O'Neill. For all of its outdoor splendor and fit residents, Colorado is suffering through a summer of smog, with temperatures topping 100 degrees this month in Denver and elsewhere along the populous Front Range. Routine activities like filling up gas stations or mowing lawns or releasing fumes into a perfect cauldron for creating ozone, a major component of smog. Activists are sounding the alarm. Government officials are keeping watch. Nobody's breathing easy. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No.
It's just an ozone problem.
Yeah.
I hadn't noticed the ozone. Had you noticed the ozone layer?
No, huh?
That's because we don't get out much, right?
I guess not. We're stuck in here.
Yeah, we don't lead that athletic adult life that we should be leading. All right, what's the progressive traffic look like?
Well, I got to tell you, this is really one of those easier drives than we've had all week, especially on our eastbound routes. It's been nice to have the cloud cover, too, because there's no delays. If you're 6th Avenue coming in from Lakewood, that's wide open. C-470 is in great shape. Turnpike is better than normal, just a little slow on the eastbound side right around Pecos. Now, it is pretty packed in for I-270, starting from I-76. Getting down through York and I-70, a little bit busy from just after I-25. The worst drive right now, southbound I-25. Of course, we're loaded up from 104th to 84th. You catch a bit of a break, and then it's stop and go from 58th Avenue trying to get across downtown. And part of the problem is a three-car wreck right under I-70. Those vehicles on the left shoulder, but police are on scene. They're flashing their lights there, and that's what's keeping them slow. Weather today, it is certainly going to be cooler, partly cloudy skies with afternoon showers and highs right around 89 degrees. We've warmed up to 72 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your hog is sick or you've got the fever, Mile High Harley-Davidson has the cure. At I-70 and Airport Boulevard, they've got the bikes, the clothes, the service, the rentals, and the deals. Mile High Harley-Davidson, your Harley headquarters at I-70 and Airport Boulevard.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush? Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
As an AM 760 listener, you know the power of change. It's in your voice, it's in your convictions, and it's in your pocketbook. That's why AM 760 Blue Lists has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and joining. Companies on the Blue List include Remax of Arvada, Investment Protection Service, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net today. Click on the Blue List and support the companies that support AM 760.
7:32, 28 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking of the ozone and smog level, make sure your car is properly tuned up. And maybe it's time that you got a new car. Now, there's going to come a time when we're not going to burn fossil fuel in this country, and they're making advances all the time in this area. But right now, that's the way things are. And if you need a secondary car, or you need a car for the family, or you need a car for yourself, the best place to go is Rocky's Autos. They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 great units on the lot, sitting there waiting for you. And you know what? The incentive is going on right now, too, up to $1,500. So you put $1,500 down, and they'll put $1,500 down. It's like having $3,000 to put down towards your next vehicle. And they've got everything you can think of from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Pontiac, Saab, Volkswagen. And you never know what you'll find out there at Rockies. And over 100 people there to make sure that your buying experience is a good one. And my good friends, the Alshire Brothers are out there operating, Tom and Marv, and plus Fred Labrato and Spanky. Get out there and see them. Man, you know what? If they can't find you a car you really like, then you're not going to be able to find a car. Rockies works hard to make sure you're happy. They've been doing that for Mary and I since 1997. We've been customers. There's a lot I could say about Rockies, but, you know, I'm very short on time. So let me just tell you that they're family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m., but if you come a little bit late after 9, they'll stay and everything will be fine. And check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can view the entire inventory there, plus pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve's the guy that does that stuff. And look at their business ethics and also see their TV commercials as well. Rocky's Autos, they're great folks. Check them out. The corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Do you want to own a computer? Is your credit less than perfect? If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, Gateway, or other name brand computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Call Guaranteed Computer Finance today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add a $200 upgrade and a free MP3 player. Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
Where would you like to be? RE/MAX can help you find your perfect place, whether it's across the street or on the other side of the world. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Visit RE/MAX.com today. RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The message is very clear, Mr. President. We will not give up. We will not give in. We are going to continue this battle, and we have every intention of success in winning this battle for families in our country and for people all over the world.
Boy, I say amen to that. 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour, Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stem cell veto, embryonic stem cell veto. Will it backfire on Bush and your feelings about it? Let's go to Dottie in Broomfield, who's been hanging on. Dottie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I have a comment. Please hear me out. You're totally off base as far as whether this is a moral, immoral, whatever issue of Bush. It has nothing to do with that. It is strictly one more example of Bush and his cronies trying to turn this into a corporate-run country. Listen to what Tony Snow said yesterday, his media mouthpiece. He said, the president considers this murder. Within seconds, he said, but this veto doesn't make it illegal. He said, I'm sure there are private companies who will pursue this, and if there's enough interest, they will be, and I quote him, handily funded. This is one more example where it'll come out, it'll be available for the rich, and the poor will get screwed again.
Well, you can take it that way. I think the other way to take it is that they're going to tell you that it's immoral, that it's wrong, and that government or federal or taxpayer money is not going to be used, to finance this research.
If it's moral and it's wrong, why isn't it illegal?
Well, I think they would like to try to make it illegal, but I don't think they can get believe in their hearts that they can get away with it.
There's not even a hint that he
because they can't get away with it. It would never happen. They can't get away with it. When 73% of the public is for something, the public's not going to stand for that.
They can't get away with this now with 73%. What makes you think they wouldn't try to get away with it?
Because this is simply saying that they're not going to deposit the funds. They're not going to pony up the taxpayers' money. This is not saying that they're going to ban something. Banning something is a lot more severe than saying that we're not going to pay for it, and you're going to have to find private funds.
So do you think it would, if it was banning it and making it illegal, that the Congress would have overridden his veto?
Probably.
Not necessarily. Otherwise, they'd be talking about two sides of their mouth. You can't say, on one hand, this is immoral, this is illegal, but we're not going to make it, this is immoral, it's murder, but we're not going to make it illegal. We're just going to make it for the rich.
Well,
that's what he's saying.
Well, I mean, in your opinion, that's what he's saying. I mean, you know, in my opinion, what he's saying is he's saying that we're not going to spend taxpayer money to get it done, and that what I'm going to do is I'm going to give a nod to my extremely authoritarian right-wing religious base that doesn't want its tax dollars to go to this kind of thing, because I'm so low in the polls that I have no other place to go but here.
Well, if you're so low in the polls and you're worried about that, then you wouldn't have vetoed it. I mean, his whole
no, you know, you just missed. Hold on a second. You missed the logic of what I just said.
No, I heard the logic of what you said.
If you got the logic of what I said, then you wouldn't have turned around and just said what you said. The point is, he's low in the polls. They're worried about November, so they're concerned about low voter turnout. So they want to rile up the base, to make sure that the base goes to the polls, to make sure that this stays in place, and many other culture war issues that have been bandied about, and that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to mobilize those folks and get them to the polls and give them a payoff.
If 73% of the people wanted this to go through, how is voting against it supposed to raise him in the polls? That doesn't make any sense.
All right, let me start again. Because 73% of the people who answered yes to a poll doesn't mean that those 73% are going to vote against Republican candidates. What they fear is, they fear that off-year election turnout is usually low, and they want to motivate the ultra-authoritarian right-wing religious ground troops to get out and vote for Republican candidates like Marilyn Musgrave and Tom Tancredo and the rest of them. And so what he has done is he has given them a nod so that they go that he's our man and that the GOP is our party and that we'll make sure we march our happy rears to the polls and make sure that these people stay elected. That's the whole point.
I understand that, but he got in on some of those 73% that were against what he did yesterday.
Well, somehow
now,
he's gambling and facing that those and hoping that those people of those 73%, he's hoping that a good majority of them do not show up at the polls because history has shown that on off-year elections turnout is very small.
Well, I think he could have, if that's what he's trying to do. He could have. He's never done a veto yet in 5.5 years, so he could have just sat.
Well, he didn't think in July of 2006 he'd be sitting in this situation either.
But my point is, he could have just stayed true to form and ignored the veto potential on this one too.
No, but he didn't think he'd be sitting where he is in 2006. They need all the help that they can get. They need everything that they can get because the mood of the country is against them.
Yeah, well,
that's when you go to your base, and when you look at the popularity polls where he sits at about in the 30s, who do you think that 30% is? That 30% is the base. That's his hardcore that is never going to give up on him. And what he's doing, what he did yesterday, is he's giving them a gift.
Well, yeah, but more the fact is, they went out of their way to say this isn't illegal. Is the base happy with that, knowing that private industry is going to go forward with this?
Yeah, the base's argument is, go ahead and do it with private industry, but don't do it with my tax dollars. I don't want to be a party to quote-unquote murder.
Well, this base better wake up, because one day it may be their loved one that needs it, and they'll be trying to figure out how
well,
to make and afford it.
How many, you know, I agree. I mean, but you know what? When you read studies of those people,
yeah,
and you read about where their heads are at, a lot of times they discount that stuff. They don't realize it. They only know what what they've been told or taught, and that's why I say one of the best books out there to understand the modern conservative movement today is Conservatives Without Conscience by John Dean.
I bought it yesterday.
Read
because
it.
I got so incensed.
Read it, and you'll see. He talks about the same thing in there.
I know. You know, the other thing that just blew my mind, I work with a young, bright, 22-year-old, almost college graduate, who said to me yesterday, and I just about fell off my chair because I couldn't believe it, there's still people running around saying this. He said, I voted for Bush, and I said, yeah, but would you do it today? And he said, yeah, probably, because I wouldn't vote for Kerry. And I said, why? He said, because he's a flip-flopper. And I thought, I can't believe anyone's still singing this tune. That's just unbelievable. How many people out there still singing this tune?
That shows you how good that campaign was. That shows you how good it was, the campaign that they ran, and how poor Kerry's campaign was. But, you know, you can always turn around him and say, oh, Bush hasn't flip-flopped here. Let me give you some examples.
Yeah, I know. I know. There's a ton of them, aren't there?
There are a ton. Donnie,
all right,
thank you. Appreciate
the
call. All right, 303-713-7600. One line open here. 743, 17 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Donnie does bring up a good point about the 73% who wanted this embryonic stem cell research. And does this blow back and blow up on the GOP? What's your take on that? I mean, they got to suffer at the polls for this, which we certainly hope that they will. I mean, will Marilyn Musgrave suffer at the polls, Marilyn Manson Musgrave? Will Tom Tancredo suffer at the polls because of this? Will Rick O'Donnell suffer at the polls because of this? Will Bob Beaupre suffer at the polls because of this? 744.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
We're speaking today with Kevin Clay, service manager of Land Rover Denver East. Kevin, why should someone buy a Land Rover?
Reliability and longevity. Did you know that 70% of all Land Rovers ever built are still running?
That's an amazing track record. So why should a Land Rover enthusiast buy a vehicle from Land Rover Denver East?
Land Rover Denver East was the first Land Rover dealer in Denver, and we're still here for a reason. We have the largest inventory, both new and used, available, and Land Rover Denver East customers consistently rate us highest in customer satisfaction, both before and after the sale, more than any other Land Rover dealer.
So, if you're interested in the most well-traveled vehicle in the world, call Kevin at 303-751-1500. That's 303-751-1500. Or come in for a test drive and feel the difference. Land Rover Denver East at 2950 South Havana Street in Aurora.
Bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with City Boy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and then I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about someone's story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo. For life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new XC90 V8 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel. Knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on 3- and 4-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few $100 saved on your hotel room is a few $100 you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-53-GO. Go now. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-53-GO now for all the exciting details. That's 866-53-GO now. Call now.
Well, they're misleading the masses. We're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
These boys and girls are not spare parts.
All right, but that's a guy who could use a couple of spare parts. Let's get back on the phone. 749, 49 minutes before the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today in the 90s and partly sunny skies. And let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Bob.
Are you familiar with the concept of wages of sin?
Yes, I am.
Okay, basically, I see the stem cell veto as far worse than that. First of all, there's legislation out there that would forbid any new lines to be created for research, and secondly, they know that the present lines are no longer viable, and thirdly, they don't want to cure these diseases because they feel they're perfectly right and proper, because men, because the wages of sin must suffer, and they don't want to cure this, and they don't want to, just like the Armageddon bunch. So the underlying thing of that whole thing is they don't want the, they're very anti-science and anti-research. Look at all the other issues.
Do you think it's that complicated, or do you think it's just a simply a nod to the base?
I think it's pretty much that complicated, because I was raised Catholic, and I'm very familiar with the Catholicism interpretation of the Old Testament and what it meant. And the Old Testament God is a God of vengeance and justice, and that's the one that they kind of go to every single time. Look at Falwell and look at all the other things on global warming and all the other scientific stuff that they're totally against. They believe that it's God's will that man should suffer. That's really what it's behind.
That's
sad. I don't think people see it. It's not spoken, but I can tell you, I've been following this for so long. You know, Reagan went out of his way to legitimize this train of thought in our country.
That's sad. That's really sad. Bob, thank you for the call. That's sad. That's really, really, really sad. Al in Brighton, Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you this morning?
I'm all right, Al. How about yourself?
Not bad. You know, at the bottom of the hour, you opened the segment with Senator Kennedy's quote. That's basically why I was calling. You know, I think the stem cell issue is going to become the 21st century version of Galileo. The reason I'm saying that is I don't know if you saw the picture that was taken at the same time as the veto, but Shrub, Laura, and three Catholic priests and archbishops were standing in a photo op.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I think that Bush has aligned himself with one of the most powerful organizations in the world to stop scientific research.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's true. Do you think it'll backfire on them? Do you think it'll backfire on him and then on the GOP in November?
Absolutely. Being a 4CD resident, Angie Piccioni outraised Marilyn Musgrave in the last quarter. I see it already happening.
Oh, God, I hope Angie Piccioni wins.
I got an email to that effect about a week ago that she had outraised her. And I see this whole issue this is just going to be like icing on the cake, because it doesn't matter if you're Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or Muslim, the issues that are building against this administration are substantial, and people are not happy.
Well, Al, I hope you turn out to be right, man. I hope you just definitely turn out to be right. Thank you for the call, Al. Have a good day.
You enjoy your day also.
Okay, see you later. Let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, long time no hear from, man. Where you been?
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Where you been?
Where have I been?
Yeah.
I'm driving right now to work in our traffic. But I think this fits into how they think government, you know, cannot help the public good. You know, they don't provide, you know, a traffic infrastructure, you know. They hate the idea that government does anything to help us out, to make our lives better. And I think this fits in right with that their whole worldview, that they hate the idea that government helped, you know, create the Internet. It must really grind them. There's actually, you know, the government can actually do good for people. And because they think government's evil. They think government has no role in our life, and they're going to do whatever they can to keep perpetuating that worldview.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. You know what? And they have no respect for government, and therefore, because they have no respect for it, they can't run it.
Absolutely. And I think Democrats can use this in November, but they've got to stand firm. They've got to understand that we've got to, you know, appeal to our base the same way that the Republicans appeal to their base, because people only turn out to the polls if they're afraid and fearful. I mean, that's the way you got to get people activated. You got to, you know, figure out what pushes them to get to the polls, because people that aren't activated, they stay home. I mean, it's just a fact of life in our today's politics that they if they don't feel like they've got an issue that's really pressing them, like, you know, a family member that's got Parkinson's, they aren't going to get to the polls. And we got to find those people, and we got to say, hey, look, government can do good. Government and science can work together to make our lives better.
I agree with you 100%. Hey, don't be a stranger, man. Call me again.
Sweet. Thank you.
All right, Marshall. Let's go to Matt in Longmont. Matt, you're on AM 760. Matt, are you there? I dropped him? Matt, dial back. Hurry, I'm waiting. I'm not going to take a call until I hear from Matt. Matt, dial back. Matt! God, he'd been on hold for so long. I feel so bad about that. Now, I'm waiting for Matt, man. I feel bad. Come on, Matt. Come back. Is that Matt? We got him. I'll try it again. Matt, are you there?
Jay, are you there?
Matt, I got you, man. Okay,
hey.
My day's made. All right, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Hey, I got an idea I want to float by you, see what you think.
Okay.
Why don't we come up with a pledge for these people to sign who voted against this, or it could be nice to present this to George yourself, and a pledge where you personally or any people that you were in charge of, either a minor in your care or an elderly person, you will not accept any medicines at all that are derived from stem cell research.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea.
And make it legally binding now. Take it one step further. Legally bind it so that, insurance people and Social Security, if they look and say that you've signed this pledge, they won't ever even offer you money to pay for any kind of drugs.
So the Bush twins, as they get older, the Bush twins cannot take, God forbid, if something were to happen to them, they cannot take advantage of anything derived from stem cell research.
Exactly. Bush one needs some along the way. But make these people sign the pledge that they won't accept it. And then see what it would look like if Angie Piccioni is asking Marilyn Musgrave to sign this pledge.
Yeah, I think she should.
Yeah, and say that way you can put your money where your mouth is, because these people have just made a decision for the rest of our country. Regardless of what your religious beliefs are, they've made the decision, or he has rather, that this is not going to go forward. Well, then you guys put all your money where your mouth is and sign away.
You know what it is? It's like he's like a religious ayatollah or a mullah or something who's handed down a decree from on high when he knows that 73% of the people in this country disagree with him. I mean,
yeah. I don't need a president like that. Nobody does. That's for kings. Kings should be like that, but not presidents.
Yeah, this guy has, I don't know, I just getting through reading. I mean, this John Dean book is really frightening if you read it. And now I'm reading the Ron Suskind book, that 6% or whatever it is, solution thing, about the Iraq war, and that just will, and the war on terror, and that will further send you into orbit. These guys are just absolutely authoritarian, high-minded. They're just incredible, and we have really, really, really got to turn things around. Matt, thank you, man. Thanks for putting up with me.
That's right, Jay. Have a good one.
See you later.
Bye.
All right, do we want to carry this over into the second hour, or do we want to move into something else? I had something else going. Do Mike in Denver, Liz, Raina, and the rest of you, do you want to hold on? We'll see if you're still there. If you're still there at right after the news, we'll continue. And I got one line open at 303-713-7600. So if you want to jump in on this, and if you got more to say and just didn't get in, couldn't get in because the line was busy, you know what? I got an open line now, and we can continue this discussion. Otherwise, I'm going to move into something else, okay? All right. So the challenge is out there. The gauntlet is down. Take advantage of it.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The Marines have landed in Beirut.
They're happy to be taking on a mission that can help Americans.
Colonel Joel Berry's contingent, 40 strong, is the first Marine presence in Lebanon since the deadly barracks bombing in 1983. The Marines will help evacuate Americans to Cyprus on a Navy transport. The first plane load of evacuees reached U.S. soil about 3 hours ago.
Relief. What the evacuees here feel after some hellish days of strained emotions. 11-year-old Amani Kayat still hears the explosions in Beirut.
I felt scared, and every time we hear a bomb, my mom starts shaking really, really, like, really nervously.
And then the grueling boat ride out.
There's no food or anything. There's lots of flies all over the place on the boat.
Now she heads with her mom to New York. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, at Baltimore's Thurgood Marshall Airport.
Israeli planes hammered Hezbollah guerrilla strongholds near Beirut and in other parts of Lebanon again today. Ground troops battled Hezbollah along the Lebanese border. In northern Iraq, a car bombing killed 10 people who'd gathered around the vehicle after discovering a corpse inside. Here at home, a storm-battered city is facing a day of blistering heat with precious little power to run air conditioners.
Large parts of St. Louis are still without power. At the height of the storm, more than 500,000 customers lost electricity. Mayor Francis Slay says about one-third of city residents were in the dark. The big concern is the weather. St. Louis is in the middle of a week-long heat wave. Temperatures today are expected to exceed 100 degrees. Cooling centers are open across the city, and emergency officials are planning to urge residents to leave their homes to go to the shelters for cool air and water. John Mills for CBS News, St. Louis.
Major League Baseball is holding its breath. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us why.
This could be the day Barry Bonds is indicted. The San Francisco Giants superstar has been the subject of a grand jury investigation. Federal prosecutors believe Bonds lied under oath when he testified that he never knowingly took performance-enhancing drugs. And Bonds has also been accused of failing to report thousands of dollars in earnings from the sale of memorabilia. If Bonds is charged, it's possible Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig will also take disciplinary action.
Soccer officials have fined and suspended French star Zinedine Zidane for headbutting an Italian player in the World Cup final. Marco Materazzi was fined and suspended for taunting Zidane. Child star Haley Joel Osment is in a Pasadena hospital after losing control of his car early this morning. The boy who could see dead people in the sixth sense is 18 now. The sheriff's spokesman says Osment is awake and able to talk. In Los Angeles, actor Daniel Baldwin's facing charges after he allegedly plowed into two parked cars at 80 miles an hour. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 2 points. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon. Dreams, they can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other, approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep, and maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if you're insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. CRN Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A young woman had her arm severed while trying to cross railroad tracks between two of the train's cars.
Well, they were clearly attempting to cross over the railroad tracks going from south to north. There was a Union Pacific train that was stopped on the tracks performing a switching operation.
John White with Denver PD says the action happened at Smith Road and Kearney Street. Divers using cameras and sonar equipment have been on Carter Lake all night searching for a missing 2-year-old boy who fell off a boat last weekend. Louise Campbell, Campanella, with the Larimer County Sheriff's Department, says they need to work at night because the glare from the sun can affect the cameras they're using. As far as why cameras are being used?
Because there is a certain risk to the divers. Again, diving in a high-altitude situation, and they have a limited bottom time when they're on the bottom.
The divers also wanted to avoid the wind and boat traffic that can stir up the mud on Carter Lake. Campanella says no deadline's been set for the search. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And what a tough drive we're looking at right now for southbound I-25 getting across downtown. Got a new accident. This one is just after Santa Fe. Semi, three cars involved. You have the left and center lanes blocked, and southbound I-25 was already slow from I-70 making your way down towards the T-Rex construction zone. This is also going to start to affect eastbound 6th Avenue, that traffic trying to access southbound I-25. So give yourself some extra time there. It's been relatively quiet from the other highways. Northbound I-25, a little busy leaving the text center, but overall, no problems getting up into downtown right now. East and westbound I-70 up to speed. Starting to see slowdowns for eastbound Boulder Turnpike just after Sheridan down towards Pecos, and on the westbound side right around the area of Sheridan. Weather for today, partly cloudy and cooler. Highs around 89. We've warmed up to 72. Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. At Freeway and Longmont Ford, buy any used car, truck, or SUV, you'll get $2,000 cash back instantly. Use that $2,000 as your down payment or put it in your pocket. It's true. Get any used vehicle and get $2,000 cash back. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you ever dreamed of? Now you can. Tori says,
my income goes up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to homebiz2006.com and order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. Log on to homebiz2006.com. homebiz2006.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 90, partly sunny skies. We're talking about the stem cell research, the embryonic stem cell research of veto, and whether this will backfire on the president. You guys wanted to take this into hour number 2, and that's exactly what we're going to do. 303-713-7600. Before I take some calls, do we have a Diana interview? This is the interview we did yesterday with Diana DeGette, and where she talked about what would happen if this was vetoed, and she expected it to be vetoed, and we had her on the air live. And let me just play a little bit of this to you, and then it's very brief, and let me play a little bit of it, and then we'll take some more calls. Here's Representative Diana DeGette. Representative Diana DeGette, my congresswoman, I'm proud to say, and good morning, and good to have you on.
Good morning, Jay. It's great to be with you again.
Well, we're mighty, mighty proud of you in the district and the whole state of Colorado and the whole country is proud of you. And if this gets vetoed by President Bush, what's the next move?
Well, they're planning to bring it to the House for a veto override vote. I think it'll be difficult to override the veto. We would have to get, we had 238 votes in the House the first time, and while we may get a few more, we would have to have 290 votes to override it. So it's an uphill battle, but I'm willing to fight that battle. I tell you, I think it's just outrageous that the president would use his first veto. He's signed 1,600 bills. I mean, he's signed bills to name post offices. He's signed bills to fund the war in Iraq. He's signed bills to increase the federal deficit. But his first veto is going to be a veto of a bill that could affect tens of millions of American lives. So I just think it's a really bad priority. What I'm going to do, assuming the veto override fails, I'm going to start trying to attach embryonic stem cell research to any bill I can that moves through the House, like appropriations bills and other. You know, people say to me, are you sorry this issue will be dead? This issue won't be dead. This legislation will pass. The only question is, when and how long will it take?
Will it have a better chance, do you think? Would it have a better chance, do you think, in November if we can get the 15 seats we need in the House?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if if the Democrats win control of the House, Nancy Pelosi has told me one of the things she will do in the first week, in her first week as Speaker of the House, is bring up the bill again and try to, I guess we'd have to go all the way through the process. But the more pro-stem cell candidates get elected, the better chance we have of passing it. I don't want to have to wait till after Bush is out of office to make this happen. Because around the world, researchers are getting excitingly close to some breakthroughs, and they could really use help from the National Institutes of Health.
Did you even get a chance to talk to the president about this? I know he sent you a note and your co-sponsor a note saying that he was basically too busy, but did you ever get a chance to talk to him or anybody close to him about this?
No, they wouldn't talk to us. My Republican co-sponsor, Mike Castle, and I sent the president a letter in June. We got wind that this vote might be coming up in the Senate, and we said, you know, before you think of vetoing something like this, Mr. President, we would request the opportunity to sit down with you. And last week, just the day after his political advisor came to Denver and said the president would veto it, we got a letter from the White House which said the president was too busy to meet with us. So, you know, ironically, he's too busy to meet with us. But Friday of this week, the president is coming to my district to have a fundraiser for Rick O'Donnell, the Republican candidate in the 7th Congressional District.
Yeah, why doesn't he meet with you then?
Well, it would be a little too late. I think he's going to veto the bill this afternoon.
He's going to do it as early as this afternoon?
They have this, Jay, they have this thing on a fast track like you would not believe. They realize that it's a political hot potato for them. I was on the Senate. They had three bills in the Senate. The two, what I call them the fig leaf bills, the bills that they want to give the president cover with, and then H.R. 810, the real embryonic stem cell bill. So they were having the three votes. They voted on the first bill, and they started the vote on the second bill, and the cloakroom clerk came running out and said, Congresswoman, you've got to get to the floor immediately. So I literally ran over to the House floor from the Senate. They were already bringing the bill up. They had just passed the first bill, and minutes later they brought it up for vote. They must have been on roller skates to get it over from the Senate to the House. Of course, they had a second fig leaf bill, the Santorum bill, which would have directed the National Institutes of Health to do this other kind of research that doesn't exist. And we killed that bill last night in the House. So at least we slowed them down a little bit. But, I mean, they've just been trying to jam this through as fast as they could.
70% of the American public favors embryonic stem cell research. Isn't this putting the president and his party out of the mainstream?
This is putting the president and his supporters in his party, because many Republicans do support embryonic stem cell research. But it puts the president and the other opponents of this research not just out of the mainstream, it puts them on the far, far fringes. Because Nancy Reagan supports this research, Senator Frist supports this research, Orrin Hatch from Utah supports this research. And so this is not some wedge partisan issue. This is something, as you said, 72% of Americans support, including self-described pro-life Republicans.
There she is, Representative Diana DeGette, who is one of the co-sponsors of the embryonic stem cell research bill, which George W. Bush, the Ayatollah, vetoed yesterday. All right, let's get back on the phones here at 303-713-7600 and go to Rihanna. Rihanna, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Maybe if I call enough, maybe you'll be able to pronounce my name right.
I know. Rihanna, I never get your name right. I'm sorry. Rihanna from Centennial.
It's cool. Don't worry. I just want to tell you another great show. And what people need to understand about the people, as everyone calls them, that you guys are talking about, is that they don't realize in their heart of hearts, the majority of them, I'm not talking about the scumbag leaders, the dictators, the ones who lead with, you know, fear and hellfire and damnation. I'm not talking about those creeps. I'm talking about the actual American people who have been misled for years. I'm talking about them. And what you don't understand is that when you go to church and you go to Sunday school class and you have I don't even remember who he was because this happened in mine. They were talking about stem cell research, and we are taught that the most viable, the best way to do it is adult stem cell research.
Which is not as promising.
You and I know that. But they are taught something completely different. So whatever is said... whatever you guys say is combated.
Where are you taught this? In church?
Yes.
See, this gets back to the first hour of what I was talking about lifting the tax exemption to churches to get into the political realm. But, you know,
you have to remember something. It's not political.
No, it's social.
It's not even social. It's moral.
Moral, yeah.
That's what you're not understanding. So that this has nothing to do with political, which it very much is political. You and I both know that. But they don't see it that way. They see it as a moral issue. And I've heard a lot of your callers come in, and they are way off base about the people you're talking about. The good people that I know, the good God-fearing people that I know, don't have a clue one about the reality of the situation. And see, the thing is that if you listen to this radio station, and at first I was kind of turned off because a lot of the stuff you hear is bash, 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 people like me. Until I listened to, and then I started listening to the issues. But see, a lot of the thing is that, you know, we have a conscience. If you want to change them, we're going to have to use our conscience to be able to say, okay, they're ignorant. They don't understand the truth.
I'm not sure you can change them. I'm not sure
you know
that
what?
You can.
You know what? You change me.
I was very, very far right. But, you know, John Dean in his book points out.
John Dean, you know what?
He knows, though. I mean, because he comes from that school, and he knows, and he has a lot of academic research in there from people who have spent a lot of time studying authoritarian right-wing followers and submissive authoritarian right-wing followers, that some of them will break away, but by and large, the majority of them never will.
But you know what? That's not true, because they have to be presented with the truth, and a lot of the people...
Well, how do you reach them if they can't,
truth.
If they won't, how do you reach them if they won't hear you?
First of all, you know, don't let, you know, presumptions be truth. I mean, if you were to listen to half of the shows out there, which I love the shows, so don't get me wrong, because I listen to talk radio all day now. I mean, I can't get enough of it. But if you listen to half of them, it sounds like bashing. And
yeah,
you know,
that's true.
It does. If you were to listen to Rush Limbaugh, does he bash? So why would anyone who would be, you know, on the left want to come to the right if all they're doing is being bashed? It fits the same way. We have to be tolerant of each other and realize we're talking about people who are brainwashed. And I know this because, Jay, I went to a school where you couldn't wear pants, man. I graduated from high school in 1996. I went to a school where women could not wear pants, and if you were to sit next to a boy, you had to have a Bible. We're not talking a small Bible. We're talking one of those big honking monster Bibles that you put on altars, okay? Mm. To sit next to a boy. I mean, to have any kind of, you know, you could be easily kicked out of fellowship, easily, anything. You know, so we're talking about serious fear of going to hell.
Well,
you know, and that may sound trivial to people who don't believe in that, but you know what? It's true. It doesn't matter how trivial or how ridiculous or whatever. We're talking. This is reality for these.
Oh,
people.
No, I know, and I've seen it, and I've been around it before.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all, I spent 17 years as a country music disc jockey in the South, and that includes radio stations where we
play
gospel tunes.
About.
And I know exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm married to a woman from the South, and I'm married to a woman from a very fundamentalist church, the Church of Christ, so I'm very well aware of all of this stuff. And the thing about bashing and about anger, I grapple with this daily in my head about how to discuss these topics without necessarily bashing or becoming angry about it. It's very, very rough to do, but I've also, my experience has been that when you run up against these kinds of people, it's very, very, very hard, even if you don't bash, it's very, very, very hard to change their minds. It's very hard to get through to them because they're so conditioned, and it starts when they're young. They're so conditioned, it's so hard to get them to see what's really going on, that they are voting against their own self-interest, that they are moving to hurt themselves. I mean, it's just very, 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 very hard to get them to do it. Listen, pronounce your name for me again one more time.
Raina.
Raina, thank you. Call me again.
I will. Bye.
Okay, we'll see you later. One line open, two lines open now, 303-713-7600. And you know what, along with what Raina was saying, I mean, if you got any ideas about, you know, how do you get through to these people, and how do you get through to somebody who's got that mentality, I mean, I don't know how to deal with it. I mean, I've tried dealing with it, and it's rough. I mean, you just can't, you can't reach them. 303-713-7600. It's my great hope. It's my great hope that the moderates and that the more mainstream Republicans take a look at what's become of their party and realize that they're in the wrong place and that the place that they ought to be is over with the rest of us. They don't have to agree with us about everything, but at least...
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
It's on the South Bend I-25, where that drive-in from Lakewood was already slow this morning from just after Sheridan. North Bend I-25 getting a little bit better from Bellevue up through Hampton, starting to loosen up across that stretch, and both sides of I-70 up to speed right now. No delays there. Weather today, a little cooler. Highs up around 89 with some afternoon showers expected in. We're at 72 now. Aaron O'Neill, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Get a great summer deal at Arby's today. Four melts for $5. Choose either delicious Arby's melts with roast beef and cheddar or Arby's ham and Swiss melts. Get any combination of four for only $5 at participating Front Range Arby's locations now through August.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
8:21, 21 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coco and Jackson have been on Purina One since the time they've been pups. And you know what? People are amazed by them. Their energy, the shininess of their coats, the clearness of their eyes. Purina One is always looking for new ways to make pets healthy and happy. And look for a newly formulated, reformulated Purina One very, very soon. You said you wanted dog food with three things. Real food ingredients. Ingredients that make you look... that you may look for in your own diet. I'll get this straightened out here in a second. Nutrition that you know is working because you see it in a healthy, energetic dog, like we do in Coco and Jackson, and a taste that dogs love. Well, Purina One worked with experts, pet nutritionists, to reformulate their three total nutrition dog formulas. These three formulas are so new, they may not even be on your store shelves yet. As always, they're made with real lamb, beef, chicken as a first ingredient, plus other real ingredients like rice and yogurt. Think of the nutritional benefits. So watch for the new Purina One total nutrition formulas and see the difference for yourself. Could a pet food make a real difference? Could a pet food's ingredients make a real difference in your dog's healthier life? Could it make a difference for the better? Well, I think so, and you will too. Take the Purina One 30-day challenge and see for yourself. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog, or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. And I'll tell you what else, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
For the complete replacement siding solution, call 1-866-3-HARDY today and ask for your free at-home siding evaluation and get up to $2,000 off installation when you schedule your reside by August 15th. Some restrictions apply. Call 866-3-HARDIE or visit JamesHardySidingCenter.com.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
Hey, 24, 24 minutes after 8 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, Bush's veto of the stem cell, embryonic stem cell research bill, and we're talking about it. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Liz in Golden. Liz, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Liz.
Sorry, I was on another line. I just wanted to say something about how this was covered in the media yesterday, or how poorly it was covered. I had to watch Fox last night because I wanted to go to bed early. So the local 31 channel Fox, you know, covered it with one, pretty much one sentence, and that was President Bush used his first ever veto against stem cell research, and that was pretty much the rest of it. And then I caught part of Channel 4, which is CBS, and they actually showed both sides and then said that, you know, our representative DeGette was the one that sponsored the bill and, you know, gave a little more insight into it, but neither one of them ever mentioned the fact, and I still haven't heard it hardly at all except for when DeGette was on yesterday, how the proposed embryonic tissue that they're going to use is the stuff that was going to be discarded.
Yeah, it was going to be thrown away.
Right, and that still isn't hitting anywhere. I mean, it's never been on any of the stations. It wasn't on CNN yesterday. And, I mean, that's so important because they're killing it anyway. And if it's murder, it's murder, if it's in the trash or if it's in research. And I don't think that part's getting enough attention. But Fox, our local Fox, was so pitiful, and I know better than to watch it. But, I mean, even a station where, you know, our own representative, you know, lives, we can't give her more coverage.
Well, you know, it's a shame. I don't watch much TV news because I can't handle much of it. So I rely on the reading and the Internet and other ways. Those who voted to support the veto were Marilyn Musgrave, Bob Beaupre, and Tom Tancredo and Joel Heffley. Those who voted to try to override it were Democratic Representatives John Salazar, Mark Udall, and Diana DeGette. So I think those of you who are voting in the race there between Marilyn Musgrave with Angie Piccioni, those of you voting in the governor's race with Beaupre and Bill Ritter, and those of you voting in the winter Tancredo race ought to keep this in mind, that these folks, Musgrave, Beaupre, and Tancredo, voted to stay with the president and with the veto. And that didn't get much coverage yesterday either, I noticed.
No, not locally at all.
So you had to go look around to try to find that information.
Yes,
but
do.
I have a terrible thing with the media, because I'm torn on one hand in that I have to know what's going on for this job. And, of course, there are a lot of callers, a lot of emailers who claim I don't know what's going on. But I have to know what's going on. But on the other hand, I can't stand the inherent bias, and I can't stand the mainstream manufactured consent of the media. So it's very, very hard. So my news television watching is limited only usually to 1 hour a night, and that's usually a countdown with Keith Olbermann, and I usually don't see much of anything else.
Well, I think that's plenty. I have to agree. Because no matter what you see, you're not going to get anything that's accurate unless you read it. So.
All right. Liz, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Sure.
Okay.
You.
Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Mike.
Well, I mean, I got a lot of different issues as far as stuff going on. Yeah, I don't support his stand, Bush's stand on vetoing. Of course, I got a 9-month-old baby boy, and you know, forbid something, you know, were to happen that particular type of research could help him.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Or anybody else, whether you're right wing, left wing, conservative, liberal, it doesn't really matter. Science has no place in religion. Religion has no place in science.
Yeah, I agree. They should be kept separate.
Exactly. I mean, it's amazing to me how, you know, the thought process that goes into it, and you know, I've listened for days and days and listened to, you know, I even last night when one of the callers was calling in, you know, he was a right-wing conservative bashing, you know, God-fearing fellow and so on and so forth. I was baptized. I was raised Mormon. And have since seen hypocrisy in religion in itself and the people in itself. You know, you could look back as far as, you know, several hundred years and see the hypocrisy and how, you know, everything that
that they do and they say, they do opposite of what they say that they believe in. And I just don't see the logic in it. I don't see the logic in it.
Because the logic and where they're coming from is it's not enough for them to have their way. Everybody has to go their way. That's basically about it. And they feel like if you don't go their way and if you don't do as they say, then you're A, a sinner, and the B, you're going to hell, and that this is the moral path that the country should be on, and that it doesn't make any difference what anybody says. They're not happy to have live and let live. They have to be at constant war with somebody, and the people that they're at war with are people like you and I, and even though they won't come forward and say in so many words that you and I are the enemy, we are the enemy. Because, remember, authoritarian figures and authoritarian, submissive authoritarian followers have to have the following. And if you just keep this in mind, you can see everything they do. They have to have an enemy, and they work off fear. So the enemy is you and me, mm-hmm. and the rest of us.
Free-thinking people,
because we threaten them.
And they have to
work off fear. And the fear is that you're going to go to hell and burn, and that you and I are going to take over the United States of America, and that the government and that the country is going to be run by Satan.
The whole basis of America was started on those free thinking people, the people that wanted to break away.
Well, the basis of America was liberal. I mean, the Declaration of Independence is a liberal document.
And we're doing is resorting back to proletarian kind of thought where it's almost a dictatorship where you have to think this way, otherwise you're bad, you're wrong, and I applaud.
Well, it's very close. It's very, very close to being that way. This is the most authoritarian president that we have had, the most authoritarian administration we've had in a long, long time. This one even beats Nixon, and they are dangerously, dangerously close to going over the line, if they haven't gone over the line already. I mean, look at all the things that they've done, from the NSA spying to breaking 750 rules to ignoring what they simply don't want to go along with. They're right. They're almost there, man. They are almost right there.
I completely agree with you. I applaud Raina for kind of breaking free of her societal constraints and so on and so forth. You know, I mean, it takes a lot of a person to actually see that type of the hypocrisy and that type of train of thought and where it's leading you. And honestly, the definition of a terrorist, they use fear to get you to do what you want.
Well, they're also fundamentalists, and they're also authoritarian, and they have to have the following things. They have to have fear, and they have to have an enemy. And the enemy is us, and the fear is that we're trying to get them, and we're trying to dominate the Middle East, and we're trying to dominate their area where they live. And you know what? To some degree, there's some truth in that. Mike, I got to run, man. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, see ya. Well, one line open at 303-713-7600, 832, 28 minutes away from 9. Here's a man who uses fear and terror to get the traffic information out. Fear of a non-clogged I-25. Fear of a drivable I-70,
mm-hmm.
but it's been rather slow this morning, hasn't it?
Well, it's been quiet, definitely, for a lot of our stretches. In fact, I-70 is looking great both directions. Speeds are up on the high end. It's this southbound I-25 drive that's been the real problem child this morning. We still have the slowdowns, 104th to 84th, and then stop and go approaching I-70, and here's your problem. Just after Santa Fe, semi, three cars tangled up. You have the left lanes of the highway blocked there, only the right lanes getting through. And like I said, it's stop and go from I-70 getting all the way across downtown. Also backing up that ramp coming off eastbound 6 onto southbound I-25. So be prepared for that slowdown. But we've loosened up nicely for a lot of our other stretches, including the Boulder Turnpike, northbound I-25 getting a little bit better, leaving the tech center, and southbound 225 starting to pick up in speeds right now.
For the first time ever, get thousands cash back instantly on any used vehicle. Now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford. That's the power of T-Rex. Get $2,000 cash back in your pocket. Or use it as your down payment. Any used cars, trucks, or SUVs.
There's hundreds.
Or used inventory is out of control. So you'll get $2,000 cash back instantly.
It's true. Put $2,000 cold cash in your pocket today.
Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, Vernon and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Nickelback, the most explosive show on the planet, is coming.
Oh,
August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 Days Grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 Days Grace. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. Call Ticketmaster outlets 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by AEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
They model cars, trucks, vans, SUVs in all of Colorado. I mean, they've got virtually everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Plus, they've got their matching down incentive going on, up to $1,500. So if you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000 to put down towards the car of your choice. Great people working out there like Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky and Fred Labrato, and among many. There's over 100 people working at Rockies, and they're dedicated to being the best that they possibly can be, and you can tell from the minute you step on the lot. And Rockies, you know what? They'll go out of the way to make sure that you're taken care of. They've been family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, so they're going on almost 25 years now. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They're also on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com, where you can check out the inventory. And if you want to pre-apply for a car loan, you can do that as well. Steve handles that. You can check out their business philosophy and also watch their TV commercials. And I think I'm in a couple of those. So Rockies Autos is definitely the place to go. Mary and I have been going there since 1997, and they have just treated us right. And we send our friends there and our family there, and they've got great deals. Rockies Autos, if you're looking for good folks to buy a car from, they're the people to go see. Rockies, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And we're looking at one line open at 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about the embryonic stem cell research vetoed by Ayatollah George Bush. And then also talking about the mindset of the authoritarian religious right, which I have been the last couple of days. And it's really hard to come to grasp with the idea that they're at war with us. They really are at war with us. I mean, they won't admit that up front, but they are. And that part of the GOP is at war with us. And it makes a lot of us very, very uncomfortable because we don't know how to respond. Thus, you get the lack of civility and the attack ads and all of those things going on. And it's going to be very interesting to see how a lot of these races pan out here in Colorado as to how dirty they're going to get. And there are people out there who think that we should fight fire with fire. And there are people who are, and then you get people who are, and I can totally understand this, who are sick and tired of it all. I mean, I wrestle with the idea that there's too much anger on talk radio, that there is too much bashing, that there is too much screaming and yelling, and that there's not enough discussion, and that there is not enough solutions being offered, and that people get tired, that they get turned off from all the negativity that they hear flowing, and that we can't get together, and have a discussion about something without it having to be a one-upsmanship contest, and some kind of some kind of a duel to the death. And as one caller was saying, Raina was saying about how when she first started listening, because she came from very, very authoritarian religious right-wing mindset, that what she heard was a lot of bashing, which made it very, very hard for her to kind of go through there and to kind of get past that and to try to listen to the issues and try to reason things out. And but, you know, you can't help but want to strike out. You can't help but want to lash out. You can't help but want to say something. You can't help but want to make your feelings known and have some place to come vent and have some place to come kind of rage. But on the other hand, then we have the other hand, we have the idea that we should be discussing the issues. We should discuss them with passion, but that there should be some civility. But it's very hard to inject civility when the other side has no civility at all. Now, is there anybody out there who believes that the authoritarian right-wing conservatism of the GOP has civility towards any of us who happen to disagree with them? I mean, because if we disagree with them on stem cell research, we're sinners, we're moral reprobates, we engage in what they consider moral relativity. If you disagree with them on the Iraq War, you're not a patriot. I mean, they get to all of this kind of stuff. They question your patriotism. You know, they tried that with John Murtha, and it didn't work. So all of this is kind of all combined into one subject here this morning. All right, let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, you know, you asked the question, how do you talk to these folks on the religious right? And I think the way you do it is you have to speak their language. Whether you're a Christian or not, you have to be conversant in what Jesus Christ said and what his philosophy was. And he really was much more in line with Democratic thinking than he is with current Republicanism.
But they would tell you that that's your interpretation of the Bible.
Yeah, but you know, I was in Colorado Springs yesterday, and I stopped in a Barnes & Noble, and there was a big display for a book called Jesus Rode a Donkey, and it's written by a theologian by the name of Linda Seeger, and it lays it all out in very understandable terms. You know, Jesus would feed the poor. He wouldn't cut school lunches. He would comfort the old. He wouldn't eliminate Social Security. And he'd turn the cheek, not invade a country like Iraq. Those are all real, true Christian philosophy and beliefs. And I think that if you want to speak to people on the religious right, there's no better way to do it than to use the words of Christ himself.
I've tried that, though. I've tried that reasoning.
Yeah.
About asking them, WWJD.
Yeah.
And they either avoid it or they have some kind of scriptural smokescreen to throw up to get away from having to answer the original question.
Yeah, they do. And that's, you know, that's a shorthand way of asking the same question. But I think if we were all were a little bit able to go beyond the WWJD and cite some examples, then sooner or later they have to start listening. There is a religious left out there, and that this woman is part of what they're calling now the religious left.
Well, you know, that's fine with me. I mean, the whole thing that gets here's the thing that gets me, and it's gotten me ever since I've been a kid, and it bothers me even now more than ever as an adult. I don't care what they believe, and to me, they're comfortable in believing anything they want to believe.
Sure.
And it doesn't, to me, make them bad people.
It doesn't.
It doesn't make them moral criminals. It doesn't make them, you know, somebody who I couldn't sit down with and have a diet soda.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get into this mode of my way has to be your way, and my way has to run the country, and start to give me ridiculous arguments like there's no separation of church and state, and the First Amendment never said that, and start to try to justify what's going on, then, you know, I get crossways with them. I mean, it's very hard for me not to say to them, you and I are living in two different Americas, as you know, I mean, we're living in two, you know, we live in parallel universes of some sort.
Right. Well, and it's not so much that, it's just that brand of Christianity is a proselytizing religion. That's what they do. They feel that their goal, whole mission in life, is to go out and convert as many souls to Christ as they can. And that's how they get points in heaven.
I mean, I got an email from a guy yesterday who said, you know, you'll never be able to see any of this unless you're born again and blah, 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 and washed in the blood. And it's like,
yeah,
you know,
and
go away.
I know. They don't respect other people's rights to have their own beliefs. It's one of the inherent problems.
See, you know what? And how can you function like that? How can you? I mean, because at the end of the day, I may disagree with you. We may get passionate on the radio here. I might even hang up on you, okay?
Uh-huh.
But it never means that you can't come back here again. It never means that if I saw you in public, I wouldn't shake your hand. And it doesn't mean that we just, you know, that we can't be friends. We just don't agree on a certain thing. I don't understand how, I don't understand how they can live their lives that way, other than it's what they're taught and it's their version of the Bible, to be so proselytizing that, you know, that they would try to step on another human being's soul over it.
Right. Well, no, but that's an important thing. What you just said, that it's their interpretation of the Bible. They feel like they're being told by God that this is the way to be.
All right, let me put it to you.
If you believe in God, how much more of an authority can there be than that?
All right, well, let me put it to you another way. What's the difference between that and the Taliban?
Nothing. Nothing.
Don't they see that in them? Don't they see that in themselves?
They do not.
Well, that's sad. All right, man. Thank you, Steve.
All right, see ya. Bye-bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. They don't see that they're like the Taliban. What's the difference? Other than they don't use overt violence. They just try to use the courts and the machinery of government to get what they want. 845, 15 away from 9 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop by Old Chicago today for delicious homemade pizzas, pastas, calzones, and more. Thirsty? Try their lineup of 110 beers from around the world. For lunch, dinner, even late night, think Old Chicago. Eat, drink, and be yourself.
The issues you care about.
A giant escalation in violence.
A lot of nervous people in the world.
In the Middle East.
Former CIA officer Valerie Plame
lost her.
The market's dropping. Oil is going up. It's not good.
The topics you want dissected.
You know, Lieberman should step aside.
The global situation is getting ridiculously scary.
Folks, this is serious business.
I think they have a right to retaliate.
And the hosts that bring you Progressive Talk every day.
So the Bush administration may want to listen.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
As an AM 760 listener, you know the power of change. It's in your voice, it's in your convictions, and it's in your pocketbook. That's why AM 760 Blue Lists has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and joining. Companies on the Blue List include Remax of Arvada, Investment Protection Service, and Louise Aaron Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and support the companies that support AM 760.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with City Boy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about someone's story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new XC90 V8 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
8:48, so 48 minutes before the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let me just talk to you a little bit about the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. Mary and I have a unique kind of story in that we bought the bed way before they ever started advertising with us, and we had had some sleep problems, and we bought this bed, and man, and what a difference this bed has made, and it'll make a difference in your life too. Look, you know what? If you wake up with a sore back or stiff or sore aches and pains, you know, in your hips or in your back, to your legs, you toss and turn on your bed all night to try to find a comfortable position. Do you have hardly any energy during the day? Well, you know, the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort will take care of this. We don't have these problems, Mary and I, because you know what? We sleep better on a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. And more than 3.5 million people including us, get the best night's sleep on a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. And here's the key. The key is the comfort of the air. When we get in the bed each night, we know we'll be comforted and supported better than ever and better than before, because the air doesn't have that, you know, uncomfortable pressure point like old-fashioned metal coil mattress type thing poking and prodding and uncomfortable springs. The Sleep Number bed uses dual air chamber technology, adjustable air chambers that allow both of you to set each side of the bed to your exact level of comfort, firmness, and support. And that setting is your Sleep Number. My Sleep Number is usually between 75 and 80. And the revolutionary design of the bed makes it unique, but the bed looks like any other mattress. You don't have to change your furniture in your bedroom or replace your sheets. And I'll tell you something, this bed, too, will last. Mary and I have moved all over the place with it, and it still works as good today as when the first time we got it, like almost 8 years ago. So, you know what? Check out this Sleep Number bed. You're just really going to love it. They've got a great deal, a 30-night in-home trial. See what it feels like in your own home. It's much better than a 10-minute decision in a showroom that you have to live with for years and years. And if you've even considered getting a new mattress recently, or maybe you even haven't considered, maybe haven't even thought about this till I brought it up, you got to stop by the Select Comfort store to see the Sleep Number bed before you shop anywhere else. I'm telling you, this is really, really, really a must. Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and Promenade Shops at the Centeteria.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
Whenever I take the Enhancelin, it has brought my blood sugar down.
Enhancelin is the all-natural dietary supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
After taking Enhancelin, now I'm consistently normal.
It works. It actually works.
Call now and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. Satisfaction is guaranteed, so log on to RadioValues.com or call 1-800-704-1523.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:51, 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to David Sirota about the Almond Trade Pact and the ramifications of it. It's something you might not have heard much of, but maybe shocked after you hear what it's about. And we'll be doing that after 9 o'clock, and then we'll be going to open phones tomorrow. 4 hours of open phones. Right now, back on the phones, and we go to Chris in Fort Collins. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I have a question, but first let me establish that you might consider me a left-wing, Amy Goodman-loving liberal, and also I'm a scientist. The question I have is regarding the moral validity of embryonic stem cell research, which I myself haven't formed an opinion on yet. But from a non-religious standpoint, like philosophy has developed with the math and sciences since, say, the Renaissance pretty well and complemented each other. We've developed really good systems of logic to advance mathematics and science in a logical way and make it a powerful tool. But we get to these weird gray areas like embryonic stem cells, and I've only caught snippets of conversations on the show so far, so I don't know what's been discussed so far totally. But yesterday, people were making definitions of life starting when blood is found in the embryo. And to me, I'm not sure what the real answer is. I don't think philosophy has advanced to the level that science is advancing today. And just these moral gray areas. From a non-religious standpoint, have we advanced that far that we can make certain decisions in Congress whether to allocate money for this type of research?
Well, it depends on whose moral code you're going to follow. It depends on whose beliefs. I mean, this is part of what the struggle is all about.
Yeah, it's definitely a struggle for me. I haven't formed any answers, and I'm trying not to take this from a religious standpoint. Just just wondered if you had any opinions on that.
I mean, my opinion on that is, to me, embryonic stem cells are not life as we know it, and show no human characteristics, and are not equated with a developed fetus, and so therefore I don't see it as being the taking of human life. That's just my point of view. That's what I'm comfortable with. You'll have to sit down and figure out what you're comfortable with. We'll all have to sit down and figure out what we're comfortable with. And different people see it different ways, and different people have different reasons for seeing it different ways. But the one thing we do know is that 73% of the public does favor this kind of research, and that only a small minority of the public is against it, and they usually fit into the category, not all the time, but usually they fit into the category of the authoritarian religious right. And that's the base of Mr. Bush's party.
Yeah, I hear you on that. And I definitely agree that Democratic principles should dominate in this case. I wonder what percentage of those people, though, really sit down and form a really strong moral argument, kind of like from philosophical principles. And
which people? The people that are for it or against it?
Both sides.
Well, the side that's against it gets it every Sunday in church.
Yeah, that's not from a logical standpoint.
Well, no, it's from a religious, moral.
And I respect their views, to have the religious views, but...
But when you're talking about life, when you're talking about human life, a lot of times it's very hard to look at it from a logical perspective.
You're right, yeah, and I don't know if philosophy, maybe there's philosophers that listen to you that could help me out on this.
Well, I mean, I think the best thing for you to do is probably go read some and see what they have to say. I mean, have you read any philosophy books? I mean, have you read, like, Albert Camus or...
I've read some, not enough to form a strong opinion on this. I think the same things apply towards other issues that will come up eventually, like cloning and other weird things like cyborg technology.
Yeah, but I think that you know what you're talking about there was cloning and cyborg technology. I think that that's something that is so alien from what we're talking about, and so far removed, and in such a different league than what we're talking about.
Sure.
And
then
this is where, to me, Bush stepped over the line yesterday too, talking about harvesting body parts. No one is talking about that. That's not what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's in a whole different realm of thought.
Yeah, I think. But anyway, just wondered if I could get some more perspectives on that.
Well, you just have to either somebody will call in or you got to just look around.
Okay.
All right, Chris.
I definitely wouldn't want to be in a position of policy. It'd be really tough for me.
I hear you, man.
That's a good opinion. Okay, thanks.
Sure. Let's go to Don in Denver. Don, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Don.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
Pretty frustrated with this whole thing, but I really think with these people, and I have personal issues of why I've been involved with the stem cell thing, is you can't even argue about human life with them. So for me, the question that I wish someone would ask the president or someone would ask the 193 people that voted against the veto is, if you truly believe, quote-unquote, that this is human life, I'm just asking for some consistency, then you need to prosecute fertility clinics and the parents who actively throw away embryos day in and day out.
I would agree.
And I think you got to take it out of whether, I mean, obviously, I don't believe that this is human life, but if this is what they're going to put it on that platform, then they, at least the Catholic Church, is against fertility clinics and stem cell research. And I'm saying, I want Dobson to explain to me why, and the Attorney General and everybody else, why they are not prosecuting these people for throwing away human life.
I agree.
I think we have to approach it that way.
I think we should. I think we should.
People need to point out these are thrown away embryos.
I agree. I think we definitely should do it. Don, I'm out of time. Okay. I appreciate the call, but you know what? Your point's a home run.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, David Sirota coming up next.
It's your life. It's your choice. If balance in your personal and business life is important to you, maybe what you're looking for is staying home and loving it. Work from home with a successful team with a passion for what they do. They'll supply you with the free training needed to work from home and be successful. Staying at Home and Loving It is partnered with an over 20-year-old company making a difference. With no large investment, request info today and ask about the half-off July enrollment. Call 720-851-9637 or go to homefuture.com.
After mail-in rebate, see store for details. AutoZone has everything you need to start saving gas and money today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Travelocity presents the Great Getaway Sale.
Come on, let's go.
Save $200 instantly when you book a flight plus hotel vacation to Europe.
200 clams?
Mexico.
Caramba!
Hawaii.
Aloha.
Or the Caribbean.
Ooh, I'll take one of each.
Book now. Sale ends July 27th.
Well, that's quite soon. You'd better hurry.
$200 off, six-night minimum. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Dave Casey and Thornton Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Vic Young. Americans are returning from Lebanon with vivid, frightening memories. Martha Hyatt was on one of the first flights to land in Baltimore this morning. She says there is only one word to describe her feelings.
Relief. Especially when they're in Lebanon, I'm right next to the airport. So when the first bombing started, I was standing right on my window.
Another evacuee, Marion Brannon, says Lebanese are desperate for Washington to step in.
One woman, when they hit a target, one woman came to me and said, please call America. Please call America for us.
More Americans are coming out of Lebanon. These people are lined up to get aboard the USS Nashville, anchored offshore as the war rages on.
This is Elizabeth Palmer in Beirut. The bombing has continued. It's the south of the country, the swath of land north of the Israeli border that's bearing the brunt of the bombing. The local newspapers are saying yesterday was the heaviest day of bombing and the most lethal day of bombing.
The fighting has claimed at least 335 lives in Lebanon and Israel. For the first time since he became president, George W. Bush has accepted an invitation to speak to the country's oldest civil rights organization. He's telling the NAACP this morning that it's time to make political amends.
I consider it a tragedy that the party of Abraham Lincoln let go of his historic ties with the African American community. For too long, my party wrote off the African-American vote, and many African-Americans wrote off the Republican Party.
Well, it's not what people expect at the hospital or nursing home or doctor's office, but a report out today says many Americans are hurt every year by drug mistakes. CBS News correspondent John Harchie with that story.
One medication error per hospital patient per day. The Institute of Medicine's new study says that's the average, adding up to 1.5 million injuries a year. Among proposals to reduce the errors, getting the patients more involved. The report provides questions consumers should ask their health care providers. How to take their medicine, what to do if there are side effects. Consumers should show their list of medications to all of their health care providers.
Praise from a civil liberties group over a judge's ruling against the state of North Carolina. With that, CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
The North Carolina law banning cohabitation has been on the books since 1805. Jennifer Ruttinger with the ACLU is thrilled with the judge's ruling tossing it out.
Regardless of how people feel about the morality of the decision to live together out of wedlock, it is certainly not the government's role to be making that decision a crime.
Six other states have similar laws making it illegal for unmarried people to live together. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index is a closely watched indicator of how the economy is doing, and it inched up a tenth of a point last month. That suggests that economic growth is likely to continue, though at no better than a moderate pace. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 7 points, the NASDAQ off 15. This is CBS News.
Remember the last time you replaced your ink cartridge? Then come in to Office Depot. Office Depot has over 400 ink and toner items in stock. Plus, save up to 15% on HP multipacks versus single packs. Or save up to 15% on Office Depot brand ink versus the national brand. Office Depot never runs out of ink. Neither should you.
Taking care of business at Office Depot.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way. The answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A cool down hitting the Front Range today with a high of only 89 degrees, but more storms are on the way, storms that proved deadly last night. Two lightning strikes hit sports fields last night. A 17-year-old is dead. Police say the teenager was playing soccer in Woodland Park when lightning struck Kavanaugh Field about 5:30 yesterday. A Little League coach was also struck about 30 minutes later at Fremont Park in Colorado Springs. He was injured. 9 News meteorologist Nick O'Kelly says if you're caught out in a lightning storm, don't run for a tree or a dugout. You just need to curl up into a ball.
Minimizing your contact with the ground. What that usually entails is trying to kind of sit on your tippy toes in this fetal position so that you are minimizing that ground contact.
The state ranks third in the nation for lightning deaths, averaging 35 deaths per year. Pete Coors has pleaded not guilty for the charges of driving under the influence and failure to stop at a stop sign. His attorney submitted a written waiver of his appearance. The 59-year-old chairman of the Coors Brewing Company was pulled over while coming home from a wedding back in May. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And what a struggle we're dealing with right now. Southbound I-25 are really loaded up, approaching I-70 in a crawl across downtown because of this earlier accident involving a semi and a couple of other cars. It happened just after Santa Fe, and we still had the left and two left lanes, I should say, blocked, only those right lanes getting through, and that's what has us backed up across downtown. Very heavy off the north end as well, 104th down to 84th Avenue. A lot of our other highways have loosened up nicely. Watch for a little bit of a leftover slowing southbound 225, Colfax getting down to Mississippi yet. Weather for today, partly cloudy and cooler, highs up around 80.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Talk to us about this story, which isn't getting much play in the mainstream media, about this, and I hope I say it the right way, this Oman trade pact. Talk to us about this.
Right. This is another one of these quote-unquote free trade pacts. We hear, I say quote-unquote because, like other trade pacts like NAFTA, China, and CAFTA, these are nothing, not free. They're chock full of protectionist provisions for things like patents, copyrights, and corporate profits. They are free of labor, human rights, environmental, and workplace protections. And so the government, our government, is moving forward with this trade pact, with this repressive dictatorship, because obviously corporate America wants it, because it provides access to cheap, oppressed labor. It provides access to labor that can work in situations that don't need to respect the environment. And the Senate has passed this this atrocity, despite 400 citizens groups, religious, consumer advocacy, and environmental groups opposing it. And we hear now, as it moves to the House and the big vote today, actually, that the bill includes provisions to allow foreign ownership of our national security assets. It creates a loophole deliberately to allow this trade pact to be used by all sorts of foreign governments to once again own U.S. national security assets like our ports.
But haven't we already been through this whole controversy about foreign ownership and operation of America's ports?
We have been through it, and what you know, I had written about this. I had sort of predicted that what was going to happen was the administration would in the Dubai ports deal, they would say, okay, we're not going to do it, or we'll put it on the back burner, and then quietly later on try to slip in similar provisions and hope it flies under the radar. That's exactly what's happened with the very first trade deal that has come down the pike since that Dubai port scandal. And so they are using a very complicated trade deal, again, one that sells out American jobs, wages, labor, human rights standards, and environmental standards, and they have slipped in provisions to allow a backdoor way for companies to own our national security assets. And here's the kicker, is that if our government tries to prevent it after this bill is stopped, companies and other foreign governments can take us to an international tribunal and sue us in an international court to force us to open up our U.S. assets to foreign ownership.
Why in the world would any congressman or senator go along with this?
Well, because we live in a bought-off political system. Big money interests want trade deals like this. They want trade deals that that allow them to evade American wage laws, to evade American environmental standards. And they want trade deals that allow multinational corporations that are partially state-owned to be able to own as much of our country as possible. So there's a profit motive in there, and the people with that profit motive give a heck of a lot of money to politicians of both parties.
Any prominent names behind this that you can think of?
I think unfortunately in the Senate we have a record of who voted for it.
Did Lieberman vote for it?
Lieberman voted for it. Barack Obama was one of the 10 Democrats to vote for it. Mike DeWine, who is running for re-election, Republican in the Senate, he's running against a guy named Sherrod Brown, who's making trade policy and America's sellout trade policy the centerpiece of his campaign, criticizing that trade policy. So DeWine voted for it. But yes, 10 Democrats voted for this thing in the Senate, and hopefully in the House it's going to be a much closer vote. There was a press conference two nights ago, an emergency press conference to expose these national security provisions, and it was a bipartisan press conference. There were 3 Democrats and 1 Republican. So it's going to be a very close vote today, and I hope that people will get in touch with their members of Congress in the House and let them know that they want them to vote against this deal.
Boy, Joseph Lieberman votes for it. I wonder if Ned Lamont's going to make something of that in Connecticut.
My guess is that he will. He's already aired commercials indicting Lieberman's trade votes on previous trade deals. Connecticut has been absolutely destroyed by these trade deals. All you got to do is drive from New Haven to Bridgeport or up the Connecticut River Valley to see the destruction that these trade deals have brought to that state in terms of jobs. And now there's this national security element, and so it's a political hot potato.
And not to get off the subject of this trade pact, but just to ask you, because I know you follow it closely, do you think Ned Lamont will prevail in that Democratic primary?
I think it's going to be very, very close. There's a new poll out today that shows him up by 3 points. I think it's going to be very close. The establishment inside the Democratic Party is doing everything it can to stop Lamont's candidacy. I think they're sending up Bill Clinton today.
Yeah, that's right. Clinton's going to go campaign with him.
Right, with Lieberman.
With Lieberman.
Which is, you know, classic Bill Clinton. You know, I mean, Joe Lieberman was a great ally of some of the worst sellout trade policies that Clinton passed through Congress. So no shocker that Clinton is going to endorse him. You know, it's really the establishment folks are very frightened that an incumbent Democrat would be challenged, that ordinary people would have the nerve to challenge an incumbent Democrat. And, you know, the establishment is reacting like a threatened animal. And I think that it's going to be an uphill fight for Lamont, but I think he's got a real shot.
Hmm. And this trade agreement, if it passes the House today, then it becomes law?
It becomes, that's right, it becomes law. And look, there's a lot of reason to believe we can stop it in the House. When the Central American Free Trade Agreement came up last year, it passed by, I think it was 2 or 3 votes. It was a very, very close vote. And so there is a real chance that, especially in an election year, that this bill is going to be stopped. But it's going to require people really getting in touch with their members of Congress and letting them know that they are watching and that they know that this is not only a sellout on economic issues, but is a sellout of U.S. national security.
All right, and so people who are listening, so they know, give us the full name of the act again, or do you have the bill number? Or
the Oman Free Trade Agreement. Anybody who calls their member of Congress today, that member of Congress's office will know exactly what you're talking about.
The Oman Free Trade Agreement.
That's right.
You think we'll ever get corporate influence out of American politics?
Never. We will never get corporate influence completely out. We will get a government that is less influenced by corporate America, and less influenced by big money. But there's going to need to be some much greater voter engagement and much greater fundamental reforms to the system. But I am an optimist. I really think that we can have a country where money certainly will play a role. It always will play a role. But where people will be far better represented than they are now.
All right. David Sirota, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate
you having me.
Being on the show. And before I let you go, I understand you're going to be in Denver.
I'm going to be in Denver at the, I think it's August 22nd. There's going to be a big rally with Walmart Watch around health care and the issues surrounding Walmart. I'm going to be there, and I think I'm going to try to do my best to come on the show.
Yeah.
It should be great.
All right, so I extract a promise from you that you will come down and you will be on the show.
Yes, August 22nd.
All right, you got it. Thank you. Good to hear your voice, David, and have a good time there in Las Vegas, and don't lose all your money.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll see you later. There's David Sirota, great guy, and he'll be on the show live August the 22nd. It's 9:16, 16 minutes after 9. Let's go to open phones, 303-713-7600.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nichol Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nichol Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nichol Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nichol Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nichol Productions, 720-266-4918.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or four stars in San Francisco. Orbit's price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yep, Ed's the man, and he's here this afternoon between 1 and 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk 920. Jay Marvin along with you here. 20 minutes after 9, high today, 90, partly sunny skies. Won't be as hot as it was yesterday. And it's open phones. And we do 4 hours of open phones tomorrow. 303-713-7600. Let's get back on the phones. And we'll go to Arrow in Greeley, who's been hanging on. Arrow, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I would like to discuss the stem cell situation. I don't see it as anything more than a moral ruse by a charlatan. The real reason that they don't want stem cells to be used is because they could end up with a viable cure. And pharmaceutical corporations don't make any money from cures. They make their money from maintenance. And George Bush is directly linked to giant corporations like Eli Lilly, who would lose billions of dollars if diabetes were cured. And they're not going to let that happen. And they're just playing to their base on this moral thing. But the reality is, it's all about money and corporations again.
Well, I'm not that cynical and that dark. I do think that they are playing to their base. I think that they're doing whatever they need to do to stay in the power, because, yes, corporate America makes out like a bandit as long as Bush has control of the government and as long as the GOP has control of the government, because if you read David Sirota's book, that's clearly what they're about. They're about pleasing their corporate masters, and when they talk to us, and they make comments about Democrats being elitists and Democrats being this and that, they're really the ones that are elitists. They don't represent working people. They represent the elite and the very rich in this country, people who live off investment, people who live off of wealth, not work. And I agree with you on all of that, but I don't think that these companies don't want a cure. I think they want a cure as long as they can make money off of it, and I'm just not that dark and that cynical.
There is a viable cure for diabetes. Several doctors have it. One of the main doctors, his name is Mark Hammerman, in St. Louis, Missouri, at the George Washington University. They won't give the man the permits he needs. They won't let him do any testing.
Who's they?
I'm talking about this administration. The people who just...
So you would say the FDA would be the... Are you talking about the FDA, or who are you talking about in the administration?
Well, the FDA is controlled by George Bush.
Well, who are you talking about inside? The other thing I'm trying to ask you is, when you say they is too an easy word. Who are you talking about inside the administration?
Mike Leavitt.
And Mike Leavitt is the head of what?
He is the head of Health and Human Services.
Okay, and he won't give him
the ultimate Bush suck butt.
And he won't give him the permits.
He can't get the permits he needs. He can't get anything that he needs from this administration. And he has a viable cure. Look him up on the internet. Talk to him. I called and talked to him. The man will talk to you. He'll tell you.
Well, Mark Hammerman. Maybe I'll go ahead and get a hold of him.
Yeah, you need to. You need to find out what's really going on because you.
But I do know what's I do know what's really going on, and what I know what's going on is the fact that this administration is in a very, very crucial position right now, where the only people they can go to is their base to try to hold their power, and this party is in their party is in a very, very crucial situation now, and the only people they can go to is their base to hold their. To try to hold on to power, and this is a gamble that they're willing to take, and Bush is taking it, and we'll see if it pays off or if it ends up in the end blowing up in his face and hurting him even worse. And it depends on how the Democrats use it. It depends on whether they use it. I mean, I wonder if Angie Piccioni, and I'm sure she will, whether she'll use it against Marilyn Musgrave, because Marilyn Musgrave voted to stick with the president and not to override the veto. So and so did Tom Tancredo, and we'll see if Bill Winter uses that. And people in Tom Tancredo's district and Marilyn Musgrave's district ought to be angry as hell at their votes. Errol, thank you. I appreciate the call. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones, whatever it is you want to talk about. We'll certainly get to it. Let's go to Corey in Watkins. Corey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick in regards to your interview you had there. You said that Barack Obama had actually voted in agreeing to the free trade thing. Does that bother you? I mean, how do you feel about that?
It bothers me.
It bothers me greatly because he was so touted as the new junior senator who's going to really pull back, pull these guys back and get cronyism out of there. And then I hear that, and I just think, is there anybody who can really come in there and do the job that we, the people, need to have done?
Well, you heard what David Sirota said. Money will never totally and completely go away, but you can have... You can at least get part of what you want, but yeah, it shocks me about Barack Obama, and I'm sorry that he did it. And if we were sitting in Illinois, as I once did before I came here, you damn well better believe I'd be sending him an email asking him why he voted for it and why he and what he thought he was doing.
It's discouraging, Jay. And maybe one of your other callers has mentioned this about stem cell, but one of the things that really bothers me is that our beloved president, and I say that very facetiously, stands on his high moral ground about how he's going to stop murder. But yet, it doesn't come out that if you want to privately fund it through a company, it's okay that you do that. So how is he really stopping murder?
The idea would be that he would be adhering to the authoritarian religious rights belief that United States taxpayer money should not be used in this endeavor. Your taxpayer money, my taxpayer money, and that their taxpayer money should not be used for something that they don't believe in.
Yeah, but he acts like Moses. And it's like, he's not stopping anything.
He's like an Ayatollah.
Right.
That's what he's like. He's like an Ayatollah. And he's constantly lecturing. Constantly lecturing. And Cheney pontificates and Bush lectures.
I wish they would bring that stuff out more, honestly, on the other side of the fence. And that'll kind of bring me to my third point. Last night I watched Good Night and Good Luck.
Oh, great film.
Oh, and then all I could do while watching it, Jay, was I could see the word communist being pulled out of there and unpatriotic or non-patriot being put in there. And this is 50 years ago we're talking about. Here we are 50 years later, practically, and the same tactics are working. And it's sickening. And one of the things that Edward Murrow mentioned that stuck out to me was, let's not confuse dissent with the word disloyalty. And it's like, dissension to me is one of the most patriotic things. I think you've said that before, and I totally agree. So I just wanted to say, wow, if people haven't seen that film, go see that film.
Well, it's classic. I mean, they always have to have, as I've been saying all morning, and I've really been saying for the last couple of days, and it's really true, I mean, they always have to have classically the same thing. They have to have an enemy, and they have to have fear. So they stir up fear. So in that case, it was a fear of communism and communists getting the country. And the enemy was the people that that Joe McCarthy singled out and the lives that he ruined. And this administration has done exactly the same thing. It's used the fear of 9/11 to whip the country up into a frenzy instead of facing it down in a rational manner like we did after Pearl Harbor. And it's made an enemies list because those people that have opposed the agenda of the leadership of this country, of the Bush administration, have had their patriotism challenged. And they did it to Kerry during the presidential campaign, and they tried it with Murtha, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, Murtha was able to fight it off, and I remember watching on C-SPAN one afternoon, Murtha dressed down some other member of the House who was trying to challenge his patriotism indirectly by asking him if he'd ever been in combat, had he ever been in Korea, had he ever been in Vietnam? And the guy answered, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir. And he pretty much put him in his place. But, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that they have to do. They have to have an enemy, and they have to have fear to whip up all the time. And if they don't have that, then they can't stand on the issues that they represent, because those issues are not palatable to the mainstream of America. You know, they've accused us for years of being out of the mainstream, when in reality, in the year 2006, they're the ones that are out of the mainstream, not us.
Truly.
They're the ones that are truly out of the mainstream. Their thinking is extreme, because remember, the GOP is the party of people like James Dobson. The GOP is the party of people like Pat Robertson, who makes all kinds of insane statements constantly about, you know, assassinating foreign leaders and about how God is going to get you and all of this kind of stuff. I mean, that's the political party that they are. They're the political party of Musgrave. They're the political party of Tom DeLay. They're the political party of Jack Abramoff. They're the political party of all these people. And what we simply need to do is we simply just need to remind people that this is where they're coming from, and that their agenda, when they play on people's fear and they play on people's insecurity, that the package behind the wrapping is not the agenda, of mainstream America. And many people went to the polls and voted for George W. Bush because Bush whipped up that terrorism thing and used it to his political advantage. Like, have you ever noticed, and callers have brought this up to me, and I haven't brought it up lately, but I was thinking about it the other day. Have you ever noticed, what happened to those terror-level alerts, those color alerts?
Just wait about two more months, Jay. They'll start coming back in.
Well,
there,
I mean, where were they? But you know what? When I was in Boston covering the DNC in 2004, those suckers during the election campaign were going up and down every single day. I bet you the majority of people listening to this radio station, unless they go turn on the TV and look, I bet you the majority of them can't tell me where we are color code wise. Where are we color code wise?
I have no idea.
We're on yellow, supposedly.
Okay. Well, that's more than I know.
I mean, you know, that's a good example. I mean, and why doesn't somebody in the media stand up and ask Tony Snow, gee, what happened to those things and why did they go away?
Yeah, where is our media? Not enough there. I know the nation's great. But there's just not enough, and we need more films like Good Night and Good Luck. I mean, we really do.
Yeah, you know the next one you should go rent.
What's that one?
Go see Why We Fight.
Oh yeah, with Eisenhower on the front cover. I saw that. Yeah. I do want to see that.
Yeah.
I will rent that. And Jay, I love listening to you, man. You are awesome.
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you so much for all that you do. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, hope so.
Bye-bye.
All right. Got a couple of lines open for the first time this morning at 303-713-7600. So if you want to join in, two lines open at 303-713-7600. But, you know, you read that John W. Dean book, and you read all of this, and suddenly all of this stuff about the GOP becomes very, very clear. It becomes very, very clear where they're at. They operate off fear and hatred. That's why a lot of these really weird statements that you see these GOP representatives make about electric fences at the border because, you know, well, we did it to cattle and it never hurt them, or the weird stuff that comes out of Marilyn Musgrave's mouth, or the strange stuff that comes out of this guy Weller, is that his name? The legislator who keeps sending around these emails about Katrina, which are inherently racist. It all comes out of the GOP because they're a bunch of scared people, the GOP. And if they're not scared, then they use fear in order to manipulate people. And we just have to make sure that, you know, number one, we don't fall into that category, and number two, that we educate our fellow Americans to the fact that this is exactly what they're doing. 9:32, 28 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, here's a gentleman who uses fear and shock tactics to manipulate the traffic. Aaron O'Neill with what's happening. Aaron, what's going on?
Hey, looks like things are getting better, actually, across these highways, believe it or not. South Bend I-25, we had that big accident just south of Santa Fe. Had those left lanes hung up for a long time. All that wreckage cleared off to the Gore Point, out of traffic. All lanes of traffic reopened there. We're still kind of heavy coming down from 38th Avenue, but a much improved drive your drive across the downtown area. In fact, everything's cleared up for the I-25 corridor up in the north end of town. Just a little sluggish northbound I-25 approaching Evans had problem with debris spilled into the center lane of traffic. And southbound 225 still a bit busy from Yosemite down towards I-25, but it looks like our highway's in much better shape. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy and cooler than we've seen, up to 89.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Nickelback, the most explosive show on the planet, is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 days, Grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 days, Grace. Chevelle and Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. At all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by EEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
For the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan, call Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303 Home Loan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
Andes was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, genius doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 90, partly sunny. You know, the other thing I wanted to add about fear and about having an enemy, two things that this country has gone through that play into the authoritarian rights game has been 9/11 and immigration. I'm not saying we don't have trouble with terrorists, and I'm not saying that there are not people like Al-Qaeda and others out there that are out there to get us. They are out there. They are a threat. But the thing is, the key is that you handle the threat rationally. That you don't go and you don't destroy civil liberties like this administration has done in order to fight a so-called, quote-unquote, never-ending war on terrorism. You don't do that. You handle it with rationality and with good common sense. And this administration has gone way, way, way too far, and they've used the war, they've used the whole 9/11, they've used it to their advantage to enlarge presidential power and to enlarge their authoritarian stance. That's number one. The same thing with immigration. Immigration is a problem. Illegal immigration, undocumented workers are a problem in this country. But there's no need to fear them. And there's no need to put them in the position of being the enemy. And then what ends up happening is all Hispanics become the enemy. Because you look at a 40-year-old Hispanic man who may have been here all of his life, and you don't know whether he's legal or not. And how would you like to be a United States citizen, you're born here, and have some guy come up and say, hey, are you legal? That's an insult. You handle it with rationality and with good common sense and good planning, not with crazy-making. And people like Tom Tancredo, and God bless Bill Winter for running against him, people like Tom Tancredo and the others get off on this lunacy, but it fits their game. Fear and an enemy. And the same thing with 9/11. Fear and an enemy. And that's what gets this country into trouble. That's what gets us into trouble. That's why we're sitting in the position we're sitting in now, where the investigation into the NSA wiretapping by the Senate and by Arlen Specter was blocked. And who blocked it? George W. Bush blocked it. He blocked the investigation. And it's not fascism, but it's very, very close. If you go to progressaction.org, veto override, go to progressaction.org, veto override, you can join people across the country, and I've done this, to call on Congress to override Bush's veto of the embryonic stem cell research. Go to progressnowaction.org, veto override. And that's Mike Huttner and all those folks at progressnowaction.org here in Denver, and they're good people. So go to progressaction.org, veto override. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Bella in Boulder. Bella, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is in response to the gentleman who called a couple calls back about the cure for diabetes.
Right.
Yeah, now, I spent a large portion of my life debunking a lot of medical myths, and I just want to warn the listeners that there's all kinds of claims being made out there about cures that by individuals who are being silenced by governments or larger forces, and mostly they fall into the large conspiracy categories. And there's an easy, rational way to discredit the claim that nobody wants a permanent cure, and that is that most of the world has socialized medicine, and countries benefit from simple cures. It saves them money in the long run. This is one of the few countries where the pharmaceutical companies do not benefit from cures. However, all this person has to do who has this secret cure is go to another country that's socialized, and they would just love to have something that would save them all that expense of diabetes.
Something about that whole argument didn't sound right.
Well, most of the world would just jump at the chance because it's cheap and it prevents maintenance expense, they would jump on it. So
plus there's money. You know, there's money in coming up with cures too.
That's right. But pharmaceutical companies do. In general, I agree that they do not want to cut back on their income, and maintenance does provide a stream of income that they that's important to them. However, I think there are many ways that anyone who comes up with a cure can go out into the world and benefit from it.
Well, you know what?
Personally.
Thanks for the information.
I just want to warn your listeners not to start calling this guy because there's a lot of fraud out there.
All right, man, you got it. Hey,
okay.
Thank you for the call.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Alyssa and Parker. Alyssa, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm down here in retired Tom Tancredo country.
Yeah, there you go. Vote for Bill Winter.
Yeah, and you're right on with the John Dean book. Absolutely. I got it myself.
Yeah, it's a great book, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And what I wanted to say today is that, you know, I believe that the founding of the United States was the pinnacle achievement of the Age of Reason and Enlightenment, where science and thought were, you know, brought so much to the world. And Bush's veto has, you know, literally thrown us back into the Dark Ages because it's a condemnation of thought and science.
Well, it's trumping science for theology.
It is, and you compare him to the Ayatollah, but I'll tell you, I think of him as the Grand Inquisitor, you know, because if you go back to the Dark Ages, they were torturing people, you know, one religion was the right way and the only way. I kind of see it happening like that. And I have a question for you that I was hoping, you know, you might be able to help me with. And we hear a lot on your station from Democrats. And in order for us to be successful in the upcoming election, I would like to know what independents are thinking. And I just wondered if I can't listen to you all, you know, 24/7. So I was just wondering, what are you hearing from independents?
I don't know. Some of the people I hear from people who are disaffected Republicans who realize that they've lost control of the party to this right-wing authoritarian type group that's running it, as Dean describes in his book, and they're scared of it, and they're lost, and they don't know which way to go, so they're giving, you know, us a try, and they're trying to figure out where they belong. And then as far as independents go, the independents I talk to, and I don't talk to that many of them, but the independents I talk to feel pretty much kind of the same way, caught in the middle. They're very down on George W. Bush, but they're fearful of the Democratic Party as well. And I think part of that is our fault. I think part of it's our fault because we don't at times, and we don't at times articulate clear-cut goals, and we don't at times speak to reason. You know, there are a lot of people out there with a lot of different beliefs and a lot of different views. And particularly when you're dealing with talk radio, they get on, and sometimes some of their views are far-fetched. And, you know, that can have a kind of a put-off effect. I don't know, though. I don't know really what is happening with them, because moderates, by definition, don't have passion like committed people either right or left do, and the independents, most of them are down on Bush, but I just don't know what they intend to do. It'll be interesting to see what goes on in November about where those people land and what they decide. But surely logic dictates that there's got to be right thinking. You know what? Conservatives are not bad people. It's the authoritarian conservatives that are the bad ones. And there's got to be people inside the GOP who are sick and tired of the following things. They're sick and tired of the authoritarian take of the neocons and the authoritarian right. They're tired of right-wing talk radio constantly apologizing for this stuff instead of being intellectually honest about it. So they've got to be out there looking for something else. I just don't know where they'll land.
Well, how does John Dean vote? I mean, you know.
He says he votes for some Democrats and votes for some Republicans.
Okay, well, we need to really bond with the, you know, we're going to be doing this in the next couple of months, talking to the independents. So I'll keep you posted. And the last thing I wanted to say is, do you know what's up next in Congress? Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, the Pledge of Allegiance. You're right. That's
under
absolutely
God.
Right.
Another theological issue to bring to the floor.
That's right. They want to protect it so it can't be taken out.
Here we go.
Yep, you're right. Alyssa, thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll see you later.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
8 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's Shea Holmes' 125th anniversary. To celebrate, Shea Holmes is offering a limited-time amazing three...
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. Bigger butt than Carl Rove. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:50. 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 90, sunny. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Nice to have you here. It's open phones. Tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones. Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Okay, you know, I watched George Bush talk yesterday. Every time I see this guy talk, I can't stand too much of him how he speaks.
Right.
But if you watch him, every time he speaks, he's out there winking at somebody and got that little grin on his face.
Yeah, what is that about?
My dad always used to tell me to watch people like that. I'm telling you.
Yeah, what is that about? What is that about?
I don't know. Every time this guy speaks, he's winking. And he's got that grin on him like he's saying, okay, we done screwed him again or something. And I don't see why people can't see through this stuff.
I don't know. It's the same thing that when he rocks back and forth from side to side and,
yeah,
and moves his jaw. But,
yeah,
but he does. He smiles and winks at you like, I know something you don't know.
Yeah, or I got him again. This guy, you know, I don't know, man. There's some crazy people in this country that are following this guy. I don't know if they're hoodooed or voodooed or...
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. I've never seen like this in my life, and I'm 57 years old. I ain't never went across something like this.
Well, they're just, you know, he's got a hardcore base of about 29% that will follow him regardless of what he does, and that they will make all kinds of excuses. And the guy like yesterday who called in, and when I pointed out about the tax cuts and about the inequality of the tax cuts, that, you know, so somebody making $20,000 a year gets like $2,
yeah,
and somebody who's making, I don't remember what the top end figure that I quoted to him, I think it was like $300,000 or whatever it was, gets $42,000 back. Is that fair? He didn't want to confront that. He wanted to jump to something else, and didn't really want to deal with it. And what I should have done was I should have wheeled around and said, "Well, wait a minute, all right, what bracket do you fall in?"
I got people go to my church, man, at a Bush supporter, and I'm finally maybe getting to them because I want to find out what's going on with these people's brains. I said, tell me what, how can you support this guy? What is it with you? You need a doctor. They need a good psychiatrist or something, man.
Yeah.
But everybody wants somebody that don't, you know, that's not for them. Everybody look like they agree with them. But if you for them, like Clinton, they have the economy good, they don't like him.
Clinton was extremely popular.
Yeah, but I'm saying a lot of people, the Democrats, oh boy, what about Clinton? Clinton this and Clinton that. I said, good God, the man.
Well, yeah, but remember, once again, remember how that works. They have to have fear and they have to have an enemy.
Yeah.
And so their enemy at that time was Bill Clinton and everything that surrounds Bill Clinton. And in the bigger and larger picture, the enemy is us. The enemy is progressives and liberals, and we're the enemy. And that we're responsible for everything that's wrong with America, and we're the ones that have taken America down, you know, the hell in a handbasket. Meanwhile, if you go look at the statistics, the economy has always done better under a Democratic president than a Republican president.
Every time.
That progressives and liberals have been responsible for the majority of the social and political gains of minorities and women and other people, and that conservatives have traditionally tried to block any kind of progress. So, but you know what? That's our fault. That's our fault for not speaking about this stuff more. That's for our fault for not bringing it up more. It's for our fault for not shoving it in their face by saying, okay, you know, name me one greatest, you know, name me one program that has benefited you, your family, and your family members that conservative America ever came up with. Did they come up with Social Security? No.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, you know, how about the Family Medical Leave Act? How about if your mother, you know, you say to a conservative caller, how about if your mother or your father or a family member got sick and you had to attend to them? It used to be in the old days, but if you didn't get back to work in 3 or 4 days or wherever, whatever your boss thought was appropriate, you know, you got fired. And thanks to progressives and liberals who fought that fight, in the 70s, we now have the Family Medical Leave Act where it's against the law to do that. Now, conservatives didn't give that to us.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a delegate. I went down and joined to be a delegate, man. I've been fighting and stuff. But what you're saying, if the Democrats run soft like John Kerry did, they're going to take it again because the Republicans do not give up.
They don't because it's a war and because we're the enemy.
Right.
And they have, you know, they have castigated us. They have labeled us. They have penetrated our own heads and have screwed with our thinking. And we just need to stand tall and reject them. And we need to realize that liberals and progressives have done a lot for this country, but we just don't talk enough about what they have done and about the great tradition that we do have. It's like when they challenge you about patriotism, you ask them, how many liberals died fighting World War II?
Yep. And like you told that lady the other day, I was listening to you. She said, well, we can't be negative. We got to be positive. You can't do that. You can't do that run against those suckers. Because I'm telling you, they're just, those people will try to cut your throat off.
Well,
that's the way they do. They just, you know.
I think it's one of the great debates. I mean, I think it's one of the great debates. I tried to have that discussion here one morning. And it didn't go over very well. But I'll try to have it again maybe, this coming week or in a couple of weeks again, once again, about if it gets nasty, which it probably will, between Bob Beaupre and Bill Ritter. Does Bill Ritter get it just as nasty, or does he try to stay above the fray and perhaps end up like John Kerry?
I think he should get down in the mud with him and bring up his records. What's wrong with bringing up George Bush's record or these Republicans' records, laying it out there for the people to see, because a lot of people have to see this. Even if they think it's negative, but here it is, bam! Because people react on visual, they you got to put it back in their face. No matter what happens, you got to throw it right there and lay it out there for them. And everybody that has been in the military, all the Democrats, they talk about them, they run them down, but they done never been in the military. But they're talking about support the troops, but when the troops run
they're chicken hawks. Well, you know, I was supposed to do Supposed to do 4 hours of open phones tomorrow. Maybe what I'll do tomorrow in the first hour or so, just to get things going, maybe in the first hour between 6 and 7, I'm going to ask, maybe I'll ask the question about, are attack ads a good thing? And we'll see what people have to say about it, okay?
Yeah, okay. I listen to you every morning anyway.
All right, Sam. Thanks,
okay,
man.
Thanks.
All right, that's it for today. Back tomorrow morning. I'll be off on Monday. Then Tuesday through Friday, we go national again, and we'll sit in for Jerry Springer. That's all coming up next week here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m.
It's your life. It's your choice. If balance in your personal and business life is important to you, maybe what you're looking for is staying home and loving it. Work from home with a successful team with a passion for what they do. They'll supply you with the free training needed to work from home and be successful. Staying at Home and Loving It has partnered with an over 20-year-old company making a difference. With no large investment, request info today and ask about the half-off July enrollment. Call 720-851-9637 or go to homefuture.com.
Dad, are you okay? I've never seen a national monument topple over on someone before.
I'm fine. Thinking about that great little beach near the hotel got me through it.
You've just witnessed Hotels.com euphoria, that overwhelming feeling of joy you get from realizing you booked the perfect hotel just right for you, thanks to the experts at Hotels.com.
You had to use the stairs to go up the St. Louis Arch?
Yeah, but it gave me an excuse to soak in that phenomenal hot tub at the hotel afterwards.
That's Hotels.com euphoria. With over 25,000 properties and easy-to-use online tools like virtual tours and customer reviews, Hotels.com makes it easy for you to get a